Blog Talk Radio.
And I feel nice, I feel the response. I feel nice, I feel the response. So nice, so nice, I got you.
Thank you.
not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, women liberationists, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Yeah. America, conceived to be an example to the world. Freedom is rising. We the people. All power must come from the people. A government for the people, by the people, shall not perish from this earth. This nation will endure as it has endured.
Practice our beliefs. All men created equal, born with these rights. Can liberty survive? A nation where the people rule.
The breaking news this morning involving comedian Tracy Morgan in critical condition right now after a crash on the New Jersey Turnpike. You're looking at a shot right here of the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. This is where Morgan was rushed right after the accident.
And of course, this is the latest twist in the life of major ups and downs for this often hilarious and sometimes controversial star, perhaps best known for his role on Saturday Night Live. It's Gio Benitez is following the story. Gio.
Deanna, Dan, as you said, Morgan is in critical condition right now. The accident happened on the New Jersey Turnpike, a stretch of road often considered one of the most dangerous roads in the Northeast. And this morning, an official tells us a truck may have caused the accident and rear-ended a limo. Comedian, actor, author Tracy Morgan was reportedly involved in a serious car accident overnight. Traveling back from Delaware after the launch of the stand-up tour, Turn Up Funny, Morgan was reportedly involved in a six-car pileup near Cranberry, New Jersey. Just 5 hours ago, Comedy Central comedian Artie Fuqua posted this photo on Instagram after opening for Morgan in Delaware, saying, quote, "This is what it looks like from the stage to see a standing ovation from 1,500 people. Then we traveled back to NYC in style in a luxury Mercedes Sprinter. Road life is a good life. Hashtag Tracy Morgan." A New Jersey State Police spokesperson tells ABC News that preliminary information indicates that comedian Tracy Morgan is one of those injured in the accident. He is in intensive care. The hospital tells us Morgan is listed in critical condition. Four people were brought in from the crash site located just 50 miles south of New York City. This video shows a pileup involving a Walmart tractor trailer and several other vehicles. 45-year-old Morgan started his career on the TV sitcom Martin with Martin Lawrence back in 1992.
I'm Brian Fellow!
In 1996, Morgan joined Saturday Night Live, where he was a regular until 2003. He played characters like Brian Fellow and Astronaut Jones. In 2011, Morgan created a firestorm within the gay community, saying he would stab his son if he were gay. He later apologized, calling it a misunderstanding. The father of four recently ended his starring role on the show 30 Rock in 2013. His youngest child will be one next month. And we've also learned one of the other people involved in that accident died on the scene of the crash. And Morgan's publicist was not immediately available to comment on this story, but we're told he could have head injuries.
You described this as a dangerous stretch of road, and I can call it the Black Dragon.
Yeah, it is straight, it is fast. In fact, a lot of cops tell us that they pull people over there all the time. We don't know if speeding had anything to do with this, but we are told by police that now a truck was involved in this accident and could have caused it.
Our thoughts and prayers are with Tracy, her family, a father of four children, as you said, the youngest, not even 1 year old. Gio, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, ain't that a trip? Hey, it's this Ron Rex. Oh, how's it going? Tracy Morgan was in an accident. Man, that sucks. Wow. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm doing well. You know, just hanging out, playing clips and music, you know, just Saturday night. Yeah, wow. Walmart truck at that. It was a Walmart truck. I'll be damned. I feel sorry for him. Definitely Walmart. Well, at least the check will be good. Wow, what a deal. How's everybody doing? Everybody doing cool? I'm just hanging out, like I said. I'm trying to get some more information on this accident, because I think it happened earlier this morning. So I'm not seeing much on it yet. I'm looking, though. It's Saturday. What can I say? Just bear with me. Oh, shit. I can't seem to find anything else now. Man. What a night. I was so unprepared for this show. What can I say? It's Saturday night. I should be off tonight. No. Hang on.
So an update on breaking news that we brought you this morning involving comedian Tracy Morgan. He is in critical condition right now following a crash on the New Jersey Turnpike. It is the latest twist in a life of major ups and downs for this often hilarious and sometimes controversial star. Comedian, actor, author Tracy Morgan was reportedly involved in a serious car accident overnight. New Jersey State Police tell ABC News that Morgan is in intensive care. A hospital spokesperson says Morgan is listed in critical condition. Four other people were brought in from the crash site located just 50 miles south of New York City. This streamer video shows a pileup involving a Walmart tractor trailer and several other vehicles. 45-year-old Morgan started his career on the TV sitcom Martin with Martin Lawrence back in 1992.
Brian Fellow!
In 96, Morgan joined Saturday Night Live, where he was a regular until 2003.
That's not telling me nothing update or nothing new. So, hey, I'm going to kick these phones open. Hey, Ron. Hey, how's it going? Hey, man, what's up?
This is Guff Dogs or Ron, another Ron. Hey, I did not realize until Fly just said in the chat room that and now he's left the chat room that the truck was driven by an illegal alien. Is that true?
Or
do you know that?
There was a Walmart.
I don't know
truck.
That either. Yeah, he posted that in the chat room, and then he disappeared. I think you probably lost him when you started playing the clip again. I guess he didn't want to hear it again. He just popped out. And I didn't know that, you know. And I'm an ex-truck driver, so, you know, familiar with all that. And that's pretty bad. And this is what the government's trying to been doing now for many, many years. They've been trying to bring in the Mexican truck drivers, you know, without the credentials that the American truck drivers have, and let them, you know, drive on our streets. And it's bad enough. The American truck drivers are dangerous in, you know, in theirself. But then you've got to deal with Mexican truck drivers that don't even, I mean, they don't even speak the language, don't know how to read the signs. I mean, God almighty.
It's a scheduled thing. They want that product there as fast as they can get it there, you know.
Yeah.
There is no patience. It's got to be right now. You know, consumer demand. Got to have this shit to Walmart right now, you know. The boat's in, trying to pick up. Because, you know, I've seen this show several times at 90% of everything at Walmart's from China. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, everything in there is directly China. So I don't know, man. I was like, damn. Of all people, Tracy Morgan's a hell of a comedian. I thought he's great. I like
him. Yeah.
It's getting dangerous.
That's pretty tough.
It is dangerous. But, I mean,
what's the latest on
drivers, you know, I don't know. That
what's the latest on his condition? Do you know? Is he doing better? Or is he doing worse?
I've been looking here, man, on every network, but it just keeps doing the same thing. You know, like that's it. Apparently, I guess I don't know what time it happened. I don't know if it was in the morning, because it said 8:03 on the news, but one newscast. But let me go look at CNN and see what they say. But I don't know. It's like, I'll be damned. I just ran into it. I was playing a couple other clips or song clips. And,
Wow. Yeah, I seen that story earlier today, to be honest with you. I've seen it early today. I didn't pay much attention to it because I didn't think it was that serious, because I haven't heard. There's no big news flashes on TV, you know, on regular network TV. They're not talking about it.
Huh. I mean, I'm on CNN now, so you're saying.
I haven't been on their websites because I don't frequent, you know, CNN and MSNBC. I'm kind of
right. I don't either.
But I've been watching, the mainstream. I think right now I'm on CBS. My TV's on, volume's off. And I haven't seen anything about it. I mean, they haven't talked about it.
Well,
so it's kind of weird.
CNN's got a pretty good deal on it. See, hang on, whether trucking commercials. It says the Georgia truck driver. I'm having problems with my bar, but a Georgia truck driver was charged with connection with the wreck on a New Jersey turnpike. He left comedian actor Tracy Morgan in critical condition. Another man dead. Madison County Prosecutor's Office says he's in a statement released Saturday. Kevin Roper, 35, Jonesboro, was charged with one count of death by auto.
A horrific CEO night along the future of the turnpike by dismantled limo, former SNL cast member 30 Rock star, Tracy Morgan.
He is in intensive care.
Okay. All right, okay.
I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah, I just killed the clip. The clip is going to be the same thing we heard before. But this, the print is different. The story in the print ain't the same as on the video.
Yeah.
This is Morgan's condition was not expected to change Saturday. The publicist, Lewis Key, said his family is now with him and he is receiving excellent care. Okay, I'm just, you know, I mean, that's most update thing I've heard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, hopefully he'll be okay. I mean, he's a great comedian. You know, I haven't followed him much, but I think he came out on Saturday Night Live. I think it's where I first seen him. And then he was on The Rock or something like that.
Right, one of them. Right, with Tina Fey.
Yeah.
But he's
and I was never
big. Too, were pretty funny, you know.
I was never a big fan, but I was always aware of who he was, so that's
right,
pretty sad.
Right. I mean, I wasn't a big fan either, but I liked him, you know. He's a cool guy, you know. I mean, the work he's done is pretty funny. I mean, I like Tom before anything else. I mean, you know, I'm not into much of anything else, man. I don't even watch TV that much at all. You know,
yeah, every now and then when I was bored, I'd go over and watch The Rock or 30 Rock. I think it's called The Rock, 30 Rock. Yeah. I'd go over and listen. Right. I'd go over and watch that show. He was kind of like, to me, the stealer of the show. You know, whenever he had an appearance, he kind of like stole it. You know, he took it away. Whenever he appeared on
it. Child. Well, I looked at it, general spoil. You know, all kind of crazy shit with money.
And George might know about this. Is this in George's neighborhood over there? I'm not sure. George might know more about it than we do. He just showed up in your chat room.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
He might know a little bit more about it.
I didn't catch his show tonight. I was looking for it, but I couldn't find out. There he's got his hand up. Let's bring him on here.
No, he canceled the show. He canceled his shows all the way till Monday. He has no shows. I don't know what he's doing. He's got a girlfriend over there or something. He don't even want to talk to us.
Well, he's on the phone now.
there you go.
Hey, George. What's going on, George?
What's up, Docs?
What's going on, George?
I don't know about you guys, but I got to tell you, I think George is getting laid in the next room there, so I got to keep it quiet, you know. I told him to go down to 293 and Toyota Avenue, but he didn't want to listen to me.
Got video? Can we link up?
I wish.
You can't fool me, George. I think you got a woman stowed away in the closet or something. You're up to something over there.
No, actually, I'm going to be honest with you. I just needed to take a little breather for 3 days to recharge my batteries.
Yeah, no, you took off. You took off like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He took off 3 days in a row. His three biggest days. He took them off.
And for me to do that,
I was on Thursday. I took off yesterday
to do this. Huh?
What's that?
I said for me to take off three of my biggest nights is for me A, unusual, and B, saying that it's more than necessary, because this morning it's a good thing I did, because this morning I ended up in the hospital with a blood pressure so high that the doctors almost kept me in the hospital because they said I'm at risk of a heart attack.
Oh, Jesus, man, take it easy then.
I had to take the, because I knew something was wrong, and I went to the hospital this morning. And, you know, because last night I wasn't feeling right, and this morning when I got up, I was barely able to get my head off the pillow.
Oh, wow, George.
And I could feel my blood pressure had risen. See, I know when my blood pressure goes up, so I just have to, you know, take precautions. And I'm on two different blood pressure meds.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And for me to call off three nights in a row, you know I'm concerned about something in my health.
Yeah, I figured you had something going on. You know, I didn't think health, though. I figured you had something, you know, family or something going on.
Or you
had a girl in the closet.
Peace.
But, you know, if you do have a girl in the closet that you're hiding from everybody, that will make your blood pressure go up.
Let me put it this way. The gal I would like to see, unfortunately, she's too far out of my reach and probably too far away right now to even talk to. If I were to go out with her, my blood pressure would go through the roof, and all you'd hear is a quick from my noggin. And it ain't the noggin that I would want to use on her either.
Get the defibrillator out real quick. George needs a defib. Yeah, they sell them at Walmart now, don't they? Don't they sell a defibrillator at Walmart?
Yeah, they do, actually.
No shit.
I don't know about anywhere else. I know they were selling them at the Walmart where I am.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I knew they came in a home kit now or some shit like that. That's a funny one. Did you hear anything on the Tracy Morgan accident?
I was reading that last night when, what was it, last night or this morning? No, this morning before when I got back from the hospital. I was reading about that accident, and I'm like, holy Christ, what happened?
Right.
So I started reading through the lamestream media stuff on it. And, of course, everybody's got it all bass-ackwards. You know, one saying that no fatalities, another saying one fatality, one saying that it's possibly two fatalities. And I'm like, okay, so Tracy Morgan had a vehicle in traffic accident. Let's get the bottom truth here. you know.
He's in critical condition, they're saying now. He's in critical condition.
You know, that's what they were saying this morning, too. And yeah, he was involved in that show 30 Rock. He was on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Back in the 90s, he did something with, oh, good grief, I can't remember the show now. He's been around a lot.
Martin Lawrence show, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he played Martin's friend.
He was so stupid, he was funny. You know, he came across as being so stupid, it made him funny.
Right.
Well, that's the way he played out.
Yep. But I seen him that one movie, Death at a Funeral, where it was Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock. But there was another version that was done in England. It was the same thing that was done in England. But the same midget that was in that movie was in the one in England, too. Same movie. He's only one of the original cast of the original movie itself.
He played in a movie with Chris Rock called Head of State. He played a guy that was hockey meat.
And,
you know, the guy's funny as hell. He is. I got to give him credit.
Yeah, he takes advantage of his stupidity.
Yeah, you know. Definitely.
Yeah, he takes advantage of it. Absolutely. Yeah, hey, why not make some money? Do it.
Well, he can't be all that stupid if he's a comedian slash actor and raking in dough like he does.
Right.
But no,
well,
Tracy Morgan.
I mean, Star Wars, yeah.
Well, he made one, according to the lamestream media, he made one gaffe in his career that he regretted.
Right.
And you know something? Personally, you know, say what you want about the man. As far as I'm concerned, the guy's got good comedic timing. He's very good at what he does. And if he were to do a serious role, I think he would nail a dramatic role easily.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, I like him too. He's a good comedian. I mean, plays it good.
He would be a good guy. He would be a good guy in a role like Saving Private Ryan as a black actor. I mean, you put it that way, because he could do that so easily. He wouldn't even have to try. You know, it would be a natural. To me, that would be a natural part for him.
Oh yeah, I think it would be.
I thought about this a long time ago. You remember the movie Forrest Gump, right? The guy did the Gump shrimp thing, the black guy. I thought Tracy Morgan would have played that a little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
The guy
played
an excellent job.
Tracy Morgan would have played that really good.
Right.
He probably have done better than who was that, Tom Hanks? I think Tom Hanks did that.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of him. Yeah, I've never been a fan of Tom Hanks anyway, so anybody could have done better.
No, not really. Yeah, I mean, how lucky
did
you
be? In what movie?
Stupid and lucky. Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Life is like a box of chocolate.
My boy told me life's like a box of chocolate.
You never know what you're going to get.
You never know what's going to get. Yes.
I did that impression one night. I swear to God, I did that impression one night, and the whole night nobody could stop laughing long enough to type in text. People were making typos left and right. I said, "That's Barack Obama for you."
Mm-hmm.
And people just lost it.
Yeah,
Ron, where are you at? What part of the country are you at, Ron?
I'm in Missouri.
You're in Missouri? Okay. Well, is it as hot there as it is here? I know
it's
smoking
in
the chat
room. It ain't stopped. It has not stopped raining here in the past 2 weeks.
Oh, well, you got it. It's cool then.
No. As soon as that sun comes out, it's kicking ass, and the humidity's right up with it. It's like you're in a sauna.
Yeah.
My garden's loving it. I ain't had to water my garden in 2 weeks. It's been great. You know, but shit, man, my truck is dark blue, and I'm tired of washing.
Right now, it's 80 degrees, 79 degrees where I'm at. Humidity is 93%, and it's, I mean, clear to dark. You know, we have no, I mean, this is nighttime.
Uh-huh.
Get ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, it don't get dark here until about 4 till 9.
Yeah.
And the humidity is
smoky.
My rabbit is
95 and 70. 70%
uh-huh.
humidity, and he's in Dallas Fort Worth. 70% humidity, that's high enough. Mine is 93%. No wonder I can't breathe.
Well, it's
right.
61 my degrees humidity. Where I am, and 86% humidities.
My humidity in my house is 40%. So that's to tell you. You know, add another 20, about 60%, if not more. I don't know what the outside humidity is not showing me that for some reason.
Well, you had a bunch of tornado threats, didn't you, over there? Bad weather threats in the last couple of days.
Yeah, they over towards Joplin. I'm out in the hills of out towards Branson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you were a little bit to the west of that threat. Or
southwest,
no, to the east, to the east or south. Yeah, because I've seen that.
Yeah.
It dipped all the way down into Arkansas, what I've seen on the map.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, guys.
I'm not too far from Arkansas. I'm not too far from
okay.
But it's cold.
Are you up there? Are you up there near northwest? What is that? Northwest Arkansas? My God, there's some beautiful.
I'm off by Harrison, Arkansas.
By Harrison? Okay, over. I used to love when I was on the road, I loved going over there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love Northwest Arkansas because every time I went over there, there were so many beautiful women. It was scary.
Yeah, they got a few of them around there.
Oh, yeah. I found out one day there's a college there. Yeah, there's a college.
Right. But actually, I'm out on Bull Shoals Lake is where I'm at.
Okay.
Bull Shoals Lake.
I remember when I was out in LaPorte, Indiana for a while, and I had to go to the hospital. Because I ended up, passing out. And when I came to, I swear to God, this absolutely drop-dead, gorgeous nurse was standing over me. And I look up at her, and the first words out of my mouth were, "Hello, gorgeous." And she turned around and she says, "Well, he's doing much better by the looks of things." Hello, nurse.
I was in the hospital once, and this cute little nurse walked in there, and I said, "I'm dead, ain't I?" And she goes, "No, you're fine, Mr. Rex." I said, "No, I'm dead." And she goes, "Oh, you're fine." I said, "No, because you're an angel, and I know I'm in heaven, you're an angel." I said, look here, sweetheart, life was rough. Let me tell you, life was really rough, no respect. Come on, give me a break.
Oh, now you don't want to talk about respect, because I'll tell you what, when I said I would resign by noon tomorrow, people thought I was crazy, and I did suggest that. I didn't get any respect for doing it either.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, let me ask you guys something. Well, is it my imagination, or is BTR having a hiccup with shows that are not even close to finished yet, and we're all getting kicked out of chat rooms and everything?
Yeah,
well, that's
been happening. Yeah, it's gonna happen a lot. Whenever I go into a show, George, normally, say if I go into your show, and I put your the page up, which has your chat and your sound, both on there. They're both flash, two flashes. A lot of times when I go in there, and I use Flash Block, I got them blocked where they won't play automatically. But if I go into that page. And I don't know why they do it, but they do it. I'll open up the chat because that's what I want to see. I don't want to open up the sound because the sound's going to start, and if I open up too soon, it's going to, of course, restart. So I try not to do that. But no matter how I try to pull this off, actually, I pulled it off tonight on the last show that we were just on. I had no problem. But usually it puts me back to last week's show. It just boots me into the show from last week. And a lot of guys...
Yeah, that's what happened
to
me tonight. It booted me into, not last week's, but the coming week.
Oh, wow. I haven't had that happen, but I get booted back all the time to the previous week's show. And if a person doesn't know any better, especially a newbie, you know, somebody that's just kind of like joining in, if they would have that happen, and they'll be listening to a show from a week ago, they might wonder why the chat room don't work, because there is no chat room, you know, in a show like that. But I mean, they'll be sitting there listening along and wonder what the hell, you know. But you know, I don't know. BTR has been doing this now for over, I want to say, a month, maybe 2 months. It's been going on for a couple of months. They're a bunch of idiots. They can't fix shit.
Well, you know, in their form, you know, they have their sites with the form and all that stuff, and the host send the shit in, complaints and whatever like that. And there hasn't a few of them said that. They, you know, they keep kicking off, and they say, well, we checked it, we did it on ours, we never had a problem, blah, 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 blah. Well, okay, well, get the hints. There is some of you people having, there are people having problems with the deal. Why is it kicking off? What's the reason, you know?
Yeah.
Change, we were not informed of that. You know, because mine kicks off, too. It, you know, it, once the show's over and I go on to record, it's, you know, nothing. The chat room's over. It's dead. And that's a different
I think you're screwed up. And you know, like they're you're supposed to get an email message, you know, prior to the show to let you know it's coming on. People have been complaining about this now for months and months.
Right.
And I had disabled George's today because, George, I had this morning about 20 messages about your show, and I already know your show's not going to happen. And I had 20 messages. I mean, and then I went to my computer and checked it on my computer, and they didn't exist on my computer. They only existed on my phone. So I don't know what to – I mean, it's freaky. I mean, it's really weird what they're doing. I had to disable – I had a blog – I think it's called Blog Trotter or something. I had a weird little service running – I tried to bypass BTR and try to use my own little service to update me when shows were coming out, and I experimented with George's show. I didn't use no other show. I just used George's show to see when it was going to show up, because George has been doing damn near, 7 days a week, George? You've been going here lately?
Yeah.
So I wanted to see, you know, let me know when George's show is going to be on, because I missed a lot of his shows. And damn, I was getting like, when I say multiple guys, I'm saying 10, 20 emails telling me the show was coming on or something about the show. I mean, they were so garbled, it was pathetic. I had to disable the service this morning. I went in there and turned it off because I do not like to pick up my phone and see all that crap.
Right, right. I didn't see an announcement from him, you know, today, so it's not damn. You know, I guess he's not doing a show, and I went and looked on BTR, and I went and looked at my show, and I booked it in at about 6 o'clock earlier today.
Yeah.
And I went and looked in about 9 o'clock to see if it was posted, and I wasn't even there. Nowhere. I said, I'll be damned. And I sent messages out twice, so I don't know if that did any good. When it got to you guys, you know, if you're following me, you know, if you got the message, I don't know. Some do, some
hey, what's
don't.
Going on, guys?
Hey, what's going happening, on? Man?
Who is that?
This is Michael Hood.
Michael, how you doing, Michael?
Hey, Michael.
I'm the energetic one that's anti-government, I guess. The one that talked the other night.
There you go.
Yeah, what's going on with y'all guys?
Dude, I've known you for how long now, man?
About three years.
About that. Yeah, buddy.
Time flies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm here to tell you.
Y'all talking about BTR? Yeah, BTR is messing up a lot of things, like the chat room for overtime. It closes down. Somebody gave me the link where you can keep your chat room open for overtime, but I don't have my computer with me. It's down, though, but it's a way to keep it open for overtime.
No, I don't know why the hell's the fucking issue. You know, what is the problem? Why is that? Why doesn't BTR answer that question? Why is it not working?
Yeah, because on Hold Your Show tonight, 3 minutes before the show was to go off the air, I got kicked out of everything and bumped up to the next show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Are you kidding?
Soon they're going to take...
I'm still got to have a little chat with them. George, we talked about this the other night, about the transcript prices
mm-hmm.
for your show. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've looked at the transcript prices, and I'm like, they've got to be out of their friggin' mind.
Well, I don't know how many of mine they sold. Yeah.
I want to know where my share of the loot is. Because if they're selling transcripts of my show, I want in. Or they should stop selling the transcripts right away.
Yeah, where's that background?
If I ain't getting a piece of that pie, they should not be selling it.
It's not mine. I just muted myself and took the speaker off and brung it back on, but it's still doing it.
Let me mute up.
I believe that's because Mike is on with us.
Let me put the speaker off. You still hear it? 1, 2. Testing 1, 2.
I don't hear it now.
All right, now I'm going to put the speaker back on and see if it's
no.
me. Testing 1, 2. 1, 2.
Mm-hmm. Don't hear nothing.
No.
Testing 1, 2. 1, 2. Well, I guess it's gone.
I don't know if I was over tweaking my shit up.
Maybe it's the NSA.
I don't know. No. Well, I'm running to a mixer board. I'm running to a mixer board.
Yeah, but I was thinking about this the other day, how BTR, all the shows like y'all have and shows I have, like, soon our shows will go first. They'll take our shows down first, and there'll be all a bunch of bullshit, chaos shows that they'll leave on. But our time is coming, man, where they're going to take ours off.
I agree with that.
Well, we hitting a nerve.
If they do that, then they're cutting their nose off to spite their face, because a lot of us
right.
are paying for this service.
Yeah,
no, I don't think talking about BTR. I think what this guy's talking about is the government telling them they have to
right.
do it. Is that what
right.
I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
I don't see BTR complying with that, because if they do, they're gonna end up cutting their nose off. Because look
They're
at how many shows there are in just the conservative, political conservative category alone.
George, they have something going on right now in Congress. Ted Cruz has been talking about this for quite a while.
That joint resolution.
It's all about stopping the First Amendment, your free speech.
I know,
and when they do
that, my show.
Yeah, and when the government does this, it's going to be selective stopping. It ain't going to be, you know, you shut this down. Like the caller just said. And I'm sorry, I don't know your name. But what they're going to do is going to say, okay, we're going to shut down George's show. We're going to shut down this show, in the conservative shows. That's what they're going to do. Because they like their talk. They love to be able to get all of their bullshit.
Yeah,
but
here's
no.
the thing. I'm listed under news. I'm not listed under political conservative.
It don't matter. It don't matter, George. It don't matter what you're listed under. BTR is under umbrella. BTR is just a little small piece of the puzzle. I mean, they're not even really. I'm serious. I mean, there's so much more out there. I'm talking about Fox News. I'm talking about the big guys, the big guns. They're looking to shut their mouths up.
Oh, yeah, because
right.
you know
well,
people. Yeah, because
yeah,
you look at it, we don't watch mainstream media no more. People don't watch mainstream media no more
right.
like that. They're getting all the news from alternative.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
They're going outside of the box.
More.
Right.
I consider us the new mainstream media.
Well, I guess
we
I'll go
like
first.
Right.
I'll go
maybe
first.
The
I'm
maybe
serious.
The transcripts they got, they're pumping out, they got the price of because they are selling them to somebody to get some information we talk about. You know, who knows? What the deal is. I just don't
yep.
understand why the price is so damn high. You know,
computer
yep. can print out shit.
You guys got to make money.
Yeah, I guess so. But think about how many shows there are. They've lost a lot of them, though. A lot of good shows are gone. You know,
they've lost a lot. And you know what a lot of them are doing? They're going to they're either making their own networks or going to another network.
Right.
Because VTR is pissing people off left and right.
Yeah, they'll go to Spreaker mm-hmm. or something. But Spreaker is not user-friendly at all. I mean, Spreaker, man, it act like you got to be a scientist just to find out shows to go to on Spreaker. I mean, like, damn.
Yeah. Spreaker don't charge nothing, do they?
I think I don't know. I think they do.
Check out this caller here.
914,
you're on.
Yeah. Run away with Mike. George,
hey, Mike,
everybody.
Man?
Hi.
What's up,
Mike?
Good.
Mike, too. How are you? How's everybody?
What's up,
right.
Mike? I'm excellent.
Just as usual, coming back from the market again, last minute shopping. It's
the market.
Yeah.
Mike, you stay at the market, Mike.
I know, I live in that goddamn thing. But you know what it is? We got a barbecue tomorrow for we got a barbecue for a unit, for an engineer unit. And we're donating a bunch of stuff that the family, you know, they have a family readiness group, the wives and the mothers, and I thought, you know what, I want to bring more. It wasn't enough, because you know there's going to be a lot of kids. There's going to be a lot of kids. And as I'm walking out and at Stop and Shop, and I saw, you know, they had a big American flag, you know, with a pole and a mount and everything else, besides the toys and everything I picked up. But I didn't have my glasses with me, and I felt like an idiot going up to the cashier saying, read this label. Does it say made in China? And the girl looked at me like I was joking. I said, I'll be damned if I buy a Chinese-American flag. It's not going to happen. And she said, no, sir. And then she got serious. She said, it says right there, made in USA, American. I said, okay, I'll buy it.
I got one for you. Yesterday, I didn't do it on purpose, and I didn't. There's not a selection. It was like a spur of the moment.
Yeah.
I had to take a drive to go get some equipment. Studio of mine, okay? So I have another studio platform I can just show on. Okay, anyway, I go up to this guitar center to get what I want. All of a sudden, me and my wife, she was with me and my son, and we decided to go to Walmart, okay? And I'm in there, and I'm looking around, and they had these American flag swimming trunks, all right? And I looked at the label, it says made in China. There's this old guy standing next to me. I said, hey, sir, you work here? And he goes, well, no. I said, shit. I said, I need to talk to somebody who works here. I said, I need to know what province or what part of China these were made in. Because I want to know what sweatshop they were done. Because I have preferred sweatshops. I like my product to come from.
No, shit.
This guy started cracking up laughing.
So we freaked this guy out.
Yeah. I said, you know, this should be on the label. Everything here. What sweatshop it came from? You know, they don't have a manufacturing number on it. You know, what plant it came from? And I said, you know, 90% of this shit here is from China. And I'm talking, man, just tone of voice. Wherever they hear me, because I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? And the other part about this, I don't smoke cigarettes. I smoke vapor smoke thing, you know, like cigarette.
Yep.
And I smoke the shit out of them at Walmart. I hate Walmart. I really do. But I do it all the time. Even the workers. I'll nail one of them run through like a robot, you know, hey, excuse me, I need to know where you put the dog food at. Do you have any barcode reader available?
But
they run crazy. It's crazy. But, I mean, people. I mean, there's so many people in the place, you know what I mean? And they're all like, nobody's nice.
No, they're idiots. They're miserable.
They're madder than a motherfucker and everybody.
Yeah.
You know, they're just
everybody. I mean, look, I had like an alcoholic guy. At this hour, there was an alcoholic guy behind me in line. And it looked like somebody just beat the guy up, and he's waiting in line, and he's talking to himself. And the cashier looked at me, and I was like, okay. I started going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And, you know, she started smiling. And I
had
a bunch of cake.
I would have had my phone on my camera. I would have been filming. I would have filmed every bit of that. That's what I did.
Like
I need to go stand in the liquor section at Walmart. I'm going to do that. I'm going to have
you
a friend of mine go with me and film it. And film me in the liquor section and talk
like
to people come through and tell them, when they're coming through, I'm saying, man, this is the only way I can deal with Walmart is sit here and drink halfway through looking through this place.
Oh, shit.
Well, it's like I always say, you have now entered a dimension of sight, sound, mind, and insanity. That wonderful place, the signpost up ahead, the Walmart zone.
I'll tell you what, I had a bunch of cakes because I want to do a nice dessert table for tomorrow, so I bought a whole bunch of different cakes.
Man.
There must have been 6 or 8 of them. There's about 10 pies. I got all sorts of stuff. And the guy looked at all the cakes I'm taking out of the basket at the market, and I looked at him. I said, Obama's coming to town. There's a party. Are you coming? And with a straight face, the guy looked at me and went, I wasn't invited. I didn't expect that, but it was right away, man. The guy was blasted anyway. He was, I wasn't invited.
Hey, Mike, I would have looked at the guy and went, I'm not, no shock there, pal.
Man, I don't know, but they're idiots. They're the people that's the ones that are out there, the voters. Tonight, I won't say the name of the unit, but it's an infantry unit. We're feeding them, and one of the guys has a part-time job working as security in a hospital. And he said, I've had it with these idiots, the lowlifes. And when they come in, he said, a husband and wife, and he said, Mike, you're not going to believe what they named their daughter. And I said, what? Famali.
Tamale.
Famali. That's the girl's name, her first name, Famali.
Famali or Tamale?
No, Famali. F-A. F-A. Oh, no, F-E. F-E. F-E, Famali. F-E.
Famali, okay.
With chili sauce,
no.
Right?
Do you know why they named her that? Because the paperwork when she was born had their last name, and you know what I mean? And it said Famali on it. So they thought rather than argue over picking a name, they named it the name that the hospital gave it.
Oh, my God.
God.
Spell Famali. For our listeners that might not get it, F-E-M-A-L-E, female. You sad sack piece of shits, and you're naming your daughter, and you're voting.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, this wasn't a joke. He said, I started to smile. They were serious. That's the daughter's name, Famali.
Well, I got some friends that I really, really hate for what they did to their kids. They did bad shit to their kids. I'm forward to it. Okay, my friend Mark's in Kentucky, Case. Last name is Case, all right?
Yeah.
They got married. We were friends for years, and they got married, had a kid. Had a little boy named him Justin, just in case, which is bullshit. I said it's bullshit from day one, all right? They thought it was funny, all right? Then, a year or two later, they had another kid and had a daughter named her Charity. Charity Case.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. I thought it was funny. I mean, it is funny in a way, but it's not really. Yeah,
okay, but there are people that, I mean, there's someone here in town, I have no doubt that George knows her. Her last name is Christmas, and her first name is?
Mary.
And she's in the phone book.
Oh, my God, I know what you're talking about.
Look at, George knows who she is, Mary Christmas. Yeah. Why would you do that to your child?
Well, hey, listen, Mike, I feel, when I was born, see, I was supposed to be an identical twin. My twin died, you know, before I was born.
Yeah.
So my mother and I, you know, we were hanging, you know, our lives were in jeopardy. So they called in the priest. When I was born, the doctor hangs, picks me up by my ankles, and the next thing I do is I go right in his face. And the doctor goes, Mrs. Zinser, what did you say your name, your child? And she goes, George Allen. And I go, you know, the doctor goes, well, yeah, it fits. And when you put the initials of each name together, it spells the word gas.
Oh, man.
Imagine growing up with a name that spells the initials gas.
Oh, man.
I mean, you cannot make this shit up. I guarantee you. When I went to get my driver's permit, okay, I hand the paperwork in. I show them my birth certificate and got all that good shit. And the next thing I hear out of the lady's mouth is laughter. And I'm like, what's so funny? And she goes, well, it's just that your name is spelled. I said, yes, ma'am. It spells the word gas. Let's get over and move on. Can I get my permit?
You're breaking up.
It makes it stunk.
It sounded like he was on a water slide or something.
Yeah, it was breaking up and there was high pitched sounds kicking in. I don't know what it was, but I mean, I'm trying to deal with. I got two Con Edison trucks right out. I'm bringing stuff in and out of the house, and there's two trucks with the cherry pickers on. I don't know what's going on with the power line across from us, but
Mike, watch out for the drones.
Yeah, really? Yeah, no kidding. No, you know what's worse? I to tell you the honest to God truth. The crackheads, boy, it's nice out, and they're out in full swing. It's a crackhead parade right now, man. They're coming by. They got hats and everything. They got hats. The only thing they're missing is music. And I'm debating whether, because I don't have my speed loader on me, and I'm debating whether I should get it. Because that would only give me five, you know? Fuck, if there's more than five, I'm in deep shit here.
Got a real good question for you, Ron. Ron, you ready for a good chat room question here? What is the biggest scandal, in your opinion?
What is what?
We have a lot of scandals going on now. So I can't even name them all. I'm not going to try to name them all. I
guys,
watch
IRS,
my
NSA, VA.
The VA?
The VA, the NSA, the IRS. that's just to name a few.
The recent one that came out with the one, what's that guy named?
We need a day and a date. The date and date of what scandal you're talking about? Your daily. Pick the daily scandal. Yeah. You can be a winner of a prize of 7 days, 7 nights in beautiful Miami Beach, Florida.
We need a television game show named that scandal.
That's my next show here on the Ron Rex show. Let's name that scandal.
Is this administration with the most scandals? Do y'all think this
guys?
Is
I'll tell you what, we could all become millionaires.
Oh,
all of us
fuck.
Get together and we start our own corporation, and offer tours. Come and see what used to be America, and we'll take you to Detroit. We'll take you to Washington. You too, and we could advertise it over in Europe. You too can visit what used to be the greatest country in the world.
So you giving out free gas masks?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be
your
a souvenir with everybody that signs up.
Your first question for June.
Hey, wait a minute.
Second,
I didn't
June
fart.
Second, Monday,
there's no need for a gas mask.
What was the scandal of the day? Do, do, do. You ran out of time. The scandal was trade 5-for-1 third sale at Kiva. The Tunnel Bay Kiva. You only get to go to Tunnel Bay for whatever, ever none in the long vacation. No trial needed. You'll stay there as long as they want you. Till they want to trade you for a new player.
Ron and George,
look.
I'm thinking of great top end people,
and I'll give you one goofy fucking dumbass. Let's make a deal.
I think this is a great title for somebody's next show. Or actually, you might even want to name your network after this. Name that scandal. I mean, this is big. This could be big. Ron and George, look at this. Y'all are big shots on the internet here.
That's right. You could be the next player on Name the Next Scandal.
Name that scandal. Name that scandal. Do a show. Name that tune. Remember Name That Tune?
Yep.
Got to remember that show.
Does this administration have the most scandals out of all other administrations?
It's the number one administration for scandals.
It's the most fucked up to come out publicly, I say yes.
Scandal? There was a bank vault scandal back in the 80s. Yeah, it sure was.
Well,
I don't remember any administration that had a constant flood. A non-stop.
No.
I mean, there was always one in the tube.
I mean, it seems like there's always one
that's back-to-back.
Even Nixon or Clinton. Do you guys ever read World Weekly News? You ever read that tabloid bullshit?
I used to read it for the Bat Boy stories.
Right, right. Okay, so you know World Weekly News, right?
Because I needed a good laugh.
It's all the truth. Every bit that's written is the truth. I used to read it all the time. It was funny as hell. Some crazy bullshit stories in that. But
hey, y'all want to know some crazy
Bat
shit? Yeah.
Story. See the picture of Obama.
Uh-huh.
Y'all know some crazy
shit
I found out earlier.
I don't know if they have a website. I need to take a look at that. Okay, good.
Go look at the Twitter. Go look at the Twitter website for the White House. You know they had the United States seal upside down? Is that a coincidence or they just did it on purpose? And it's still up there, twitterwhitehouse.gov, and they got the seal upside down. Isn't that kind of weird?
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that, but I don't doubt that.
And whatever I found out last night, I found that the three main branches of, you got London City, London City, and Vatican City, and Washington, D.C., and all three of these are foreign occupations in their country.
Yeah.
So that's kind of weird.
I'll just put it in the chat room for you.
Mike, what do you mean as far as the Vatican being on occupation, being
I'm
in Italy illegally?
Yeah.
That's the way it's always been.
Go.
It's always been a sovereign state. Do you know that in World War II, in World War II, Nazi Germany had an ambassador for the King of Italy, an ambassador for Mussolini, and a separate ambassador for the Pope, for the Vatican? Three different ambassadors, three completely different ministries just for in one country, Italy. But that's how they had to do it, because technically the king was still in power, but Mussolini was the one who was in charge. So the king was just a figurehead, so they had to have separate ambassadors for each. I know that because by accident, I ended up with the Nazi ambassador's paperwork, his ID book, diplomatic passport, for this guy that represented Germany to the King of Italy. So it's kind of weird. That's always been a separate entity, a separate state within a state.
And it's kind of weird that D.C. is their strong arm. Like, D.C. does all the dirty work for them.
What, the Pope for Italy?
No, D.C. does all the dirty work for the London City and the Vatican City.
I don't know. I'm not sure what London City is. You got me on that one. What is that?
Well, I guess part with not London City, the city, but the part where the Queen and stuff and all them stay at.
Well, the Queen. Now we're getting back to, it's a figurehead. They're not really in charge of the government, but they still have, a title. I don't know what you'd call it. It's a figurehead basically. I mean, ever since the Magna Carta and everything, the royals are there, yeah, but they don't have the power that they used to. They could scream off with their head all day long. Nobody's going to fucking do it. Those days are gone. You know, they don't have the power. So I don't know how the British system works.
So they were saying something like, I was saying that that's where the World Bank, that's where the bankers meet at, London City and stuff.
I don't know. I never heard of... Any of you guys ever hear of London City? That's a new one on me. I mean, a lot of these governments and the Vatican working with the Italian government can't work with itself. Hey, we're just as bad over here now, so I'm not making fun of the Italian government, but that would be a riot. Luigi, you go tell the Pope. No, I don't want to tell the Pope. You tell it. Well, San Giovanni, I don't want to tell the Pope. Who's going to, I've seen some good arguments, but remember that old joke about how does the Italian army change its underwear?
Right.
You never heard that one? It was an old one. I'm not making fun of it. Giovanni, they line everybody up. Okay, Giovanni, you change it with Luigi. Luigi, you change it with the... Okay, never mind. No, okay.
Right.
It's an old joke. Yeah. No, it's all of those countries. I don't see anybody working with any main power controlling it as far as brokers. Maybe the financial end, the world bankers. Yeah, that's a possibility, but anything else, I don't see it happening. Look at them. They can't even maintain the EU. They argue over England never even joined it. I don't see them getting along whatsoever.
Well, maybe
that's
a phase,
though. Did you all know that Adolf Hitler was a woman?
Was that in the Inquirer? Because Inquiring Minds...
No, it was in World Weekly News. World Weekly News.
Kidding.
Here's another headline. Wait. Hillary Clinton is about to the alien baby.
I knew it.
I always thought that. I always thought that myself.
Yeah.
I knew something wrong about her. Something.
Queen Victoria was a man. Queen Victoria was a man. What do you think you get Victoria's Secret from?
This is not available from the Jared Bush collection, the old man. The First Lady's Pearl Necklace for $19.
Now. Oh, shit.
A computer virus spreads to humans. Eaten alive by 8-foot dinosaur. Elvis is alive.
Who dreams this stuff up?
I don't know. Man, there's one here. Bat poisons cops on a 3-car chase. Parse the human face can talk. Boneless. Man's tongue is 8 inches long. Angel shot down by U.S. troops. Jamie is a robot. That's true.
That would be a great job to have. You're getting paid for it, and you get to make up, like, bullshit stories.
Bullshit, Garden of Eden found. Half man, half alligator. Army finds, U.S. Army finds Noah's Ark.
Queen Victoria was a man. What do you think you get Victoria's Secret from?
Oh, my. Exclusive first photos from hell. Damn, why didn't I get that copy?
Well, here, get a load of this, Ron. From Weekly World News, U.S. confirms existence of mermaids.
Let's see, what is this?
Then, of course, men are on the endangered species list.
Wasn't there a bizarre news website? I think there was one. Oh, I remember seeing one.
It's called beforeisnews.com.
Yeah, that had some. That always had some strange stuff on it.
This country's fucking done. You know what a person told me the other day? A person told me because I don't vote, I don't have an opinion. And I got on his thing, and he said, because I don't vote, I'm not a registered voter, I don't vote, I don't have an opinion.
That's what people say. They say if you're not part of the system, you have no right to criticize it. But a lot of people keep saying that even if I vote, it's not going to make a difference. But in a way, it does make a difference. But they say, no, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to... But I've seen races lost between one and two votes. What is that?
Fucking advertising popped up. What the hell did it come from? I'm gonna pop the fucker. I'm on the Weekly World News site.
Did y'all hear what Dianne Feinstein said the other day, that she's putting a federal bill out that can a snitch bill that can confiscate guns? Thing that happened in California with Elliot Rogers. Yeah, she's trying to pass. It's called Gun something. I gotta figure out on my phone. It's an article that she put out, a federal bill that you can snitch on people who got guns or something. And no, it ain't gonna pass. But Dianne Feinstein passed a no snitch bill. A snitch bill. So you can go ahead and you can snitch on people now. Where is that, man? It's gunsomething.com. And that shit was kind of wild when I read the article about it. I said, wow, dang. She really wants to take people's guns. That lady is nuts. That lady is really crazy. I can't believe that.
Guys, we already have a snitch bill with a $500 bonus that's paid to you if it's here in New York. That exists. That's for real. And you don't even have to.
Yeah.
All it needs is an arrest. You don't need to have a conviction.
Okay, can I play it for you, Ron? Can I play it? It's only like 2 minutes.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. Knock it off.
This is for gun lovers, freedom lovers, all of you out there. They've tried many times to come after your guns. They've tried many bills. Many have been shot down. This time, Feinstein and company have proposed a bill that would utterly devastate the gun community. And what I mean by this is they are trying to implement with this bill, a snitch program. Now, what they've done is proposed a new federal law called Laws for Safety Act, which would allow anyone at any time to seek a firearms restraining order against any individual to prevent them from purchasing any new firearms and also to confiscate any firearms that they may already legally own. Now, this legislation is broken down into three pieces here. One, they state that it would help to ensure that families and others could go to court and seek gun violence prevention order to temporarily stop someone that's supposed to be close to them. This is supposed to be for people that are close to you. But in all reality, anyone can do it. You do not have to prove that you even know these people. That's the loophole here. And they don't care because they're coming for your guns. You have to realize this. Now they're doing this so they can temporarily stop someone supposedly close to them that poses a danger to themselves and others from purchasing a firearm. Number two, it would help ensure that families and others can also seek a gun violence prevention warrant that would allow law enforcement to take temporary possession of firearms that have already been purchased if a court determines that the individual poses a threat to themselves or others. so they could show up at your door and it's over. Three, it would help ensure that law enforcement makes full use of all existing gun registries when accessing TIP, warrant or request a concerned family member or other close associate. So the scariest part of this, as it states here, is the idea that anyone can ask for one of these restraining orders. So, for example, and I'm serious, check this out. If a gun control activist got a hold of a sign-in sheet from a local gun range, they can start spamming the whole judicial system with these gun violence prevention warrants, claiming that they believe that these individuals are about to commit a crime. Then squads and squads of police officers are running around like crazy, showing up everyone's doorstep, confiscate the firearms for their own good, of course, because that's all they care about. They're coming for your guns. And if they get inside your house and they find anything else, any guns mixed with weed, narcotics, anything else illegal, they could get you for illegally catching water in your backyard. Anything else that they can pin on you, they're going to try to seize these guns for good. That's the heads up, and this is a huge snitch program. So for Californians and the rest of the nation, I hope you hear me. This is a warning. They are coming with a snitch program.
Okay, yeah. So what do y'all think about that? That's kind of crazy, man. We snitch them up.
It's not crazy, but it's not far away either.
Why are they? So they want to take our guns away because they know that we'll fight back when shit hits the fan.
Yeah. Their first plan is to take away the First Amendment, and that's what they're working on now. Ted Cruz, if you pay attention to what Ted Cruz has been talking about, he's really bitching and complaining about this right now. I don't know if he's got a lot of support behind him other than people like us. And what they want to do, once they remove the First Amendment, then they're going to take away the Second Amendment, which is your rights to guns. And then the only person that has a gun is the criminal, okay, and the government. That's why you've been seeing all this military buy-up, well, not really military, hell, EPA. Why does EPA need guns? But they're buying it. They're buying all this stuff up, okay. And it's in a way what they're doing is trying to just get it off the streets. They want it in their pockets. They don't want you to have it, okay? And they've done that. They've done a pretty good job about doing that. They've been doing it now for years since Obama took office. And what it is, whenever you hear somebody like me talk, you start thinking, well, this guy's way out there, extremist. No, I'm not. It's a fact what they're doing. I mean, they are after the first thing they want to take away is your First Amendment, and that they're working on that right now. There's stuff going on in Congress right now about your First Amendment. I mean, they've been after your Second Amendment for a long time. They're seeing it. That's a hard thing to do, take away people's guns. So when they take away your First, then they're going to get your Second, okay? And I know we don't have enough time in this show to even go through all this, but that's pretty much where they're at. This is what they're doing, and this is what they're getting away with. And this is what everybody is sitting back letting happen. They're letting it happen.
That's what mind boggles me. It's just people are letting it happen.
Yeah, they're letting it happen. And I can't understand why. You know, there's not an outrage over this. I mean, you know, and I keep going back to it. It's a bunch of damn zombies that we got in this country. A bunch of idiots. People that do not know or do not pay attention. They have no clue.
I don't want to be bothered with it. I don't care. Whatever. They do whatever. Fuck it. Whatever. That's what people do.
Yeah.
Somali, come here and vote for Obama. Somali.
Well, here's the thing. I wrote in a recent op-ed on FirefoxNewsOnline.com, which moves you over to the .net part of our site. I included in my op-ed, which is entitled "Farewell, Goodbye, and America is Screwed Unless We the People Stand Up and Stop This from Happening." And in there, I've included both the Senate resolution and the congressional resolution for the joint resolution. And no joke, in this resolution, because it talks about they're proposing an amendment to the Constitution relating to contributions and expenditures, right, that affect elections. But in the Senate version, Section 3 of that little joint resolution deal says nothing in this article shall be construed to grant Congress the power to abridge the freedom of the press. And I was like, what? Are you people mad? Because if this passes, what's going to happen is that's going to take out the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the right of the people to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Three major portions of the First Amendment will be wiped out, and the only thing left will be the freedom of the press. And since we are not technically part of the press by their standards, we're in trouble.
Exactly. They want the freedom of the press to be the freedom of who they want to talk about now. In other words, it's been going on, George, since, what, the 40s or 50s? Operation Mockingbird,
I wasn't born until 63, so.
Me neither, but what I'm saying is they've been trying to control the press for a long, long time.
And it's crazy that it's been going on since the 40s and 50s, and people still...
They have been controlling the press. What do you think? Yeah, they control it. That's why you don't hear a lot of things.
Yep.
You know, that's the problem.
Well, so I just need to go ahead and take myself to the FEMA concentration camp now, and I'll just be the first one in there and behead me. Get it over with. I'll be the first one.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you think this is a joke, it's no joke. I mean, the Congress and the Senate, now here's the thing, the congressional version of this joint resolution does not say anything about the freedom of the press, because the Senate version already does it for them.
Yeah.
So if they pass both resolutions, the Congress won't even notice it. Hell, they don't read anything as it is now, so... Because remember those famous words of Nancy Pelosi? We got to pass the bill in order to find out what is in it.
In it? So, George, you think sooner or later it'd be like a state media, like in like North Korea and China, like the mother countries?
It's already there, Michael Hood. Come on. Look at MSNBC, the biggest cheerleading squad for the Obama regime. No, everybody says, "Well, he's going to become a dictator," and I was like, "And I'm this is a hoax chat room where I said this." No, he's already a dictator. Look at the actions he's taken since he's been in office.
That's the one word I really can't seem to get a grasp on. All right, you know that really dictator.
What dictator?
Dictator. Yeah, dictator. I mean, is there a French fry cater? Or a dick cry, or, you know, I mean, come on, dictator. Yeah, I'll take a small order of dictators. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Right. I want some tater salad. I want some dictator salad. What else you guys want me to say? Dictator.
Put some dictator swallow on that dog, will you?
I'd rather be called king or motherfucker, but not dictator.
And the crazy thing is that I heard that by 2017 they want all American citizens chipped with an RFID chip. And I saw it in the Obama bill.
Yeah.
It's in the Obamacare bill. Yep. This didn't happen.
Yeah, it is. It's there. I've seen it.
It's in Obamacare, and as far as I'm concerned, that's the mark of the beast, and you'll never see me take one.
Look,
it's really called Obama, I don't care. That's what it's called, Obama,
I don't care. I'll be dead if they do that to me.
Yeah, look at it like this. He already put out, back 4 years ago, he put out a directive to the United States military to allow them to confront the American people.
NDAA, and people didn't realize what that was, and they didn't pay attention back when that took place.
So between NDAA... and that 2010 directive, Obama is securing his power base.
Yep.
Anyone he deems a threat to his position, gone. Uh-huh.
So that's why he got rid of a lot of them nuclear generals at the Air Force, right?
There were
that's why he's been killing. Yeah, he's been killing the military ever since he took office. I mean, it's not just him. The person telling him who to get rid of is Valerie Jarrett. That's his right-hand woman or left-hand woman. I don't know what she is. But, you know, she's the one telling him what to do. And she's been doing this ever since he took office, from the very get-go. They have been dismantling the military. And why? Because Valerie Jarrett is from Iran. She is a sister of... Yeah, she's a sister of Iran. She and you wonder, and look at it, we just saw this nuclear deal, you know, go sour. Well, it didn't go sour. Hell, it was sour to begin with, you know, in Iran, where, you know, what did Obama do? Within the last year, he released billions of dollars that was being held from Iran and give it to them, although they promised us they will not develop a nuclear weapon. And what are they continually saying on TV and in the media? We're not stopping nothing. We're not going to stop doing nothing. They're going to continue what they're doing, and that's what they're doing. I mean, they've done exactly as they have said. The only people, the American media and American liberal dumbasses are believing Obama and not believing what they're telling you. I mean, listen to the facts. From Iran, they're telling you, we're not going to stop our program. We're going to continue on. And they have. They have not stopped. And
well,
Obama is,
that,
you know, Obama.
Well, do you know why they're doing that? Because they're laughing at us. They're
exactly.
laughing at the United States because
Obama
the United States doesn't have any
Obama
power left.
Joke. Ayatollah Khomeini said in this last year, and I don't think he's from Iran. He might be from Iraq. I don't know. Anyway, I get them all mixed up. But he actually said... Obama had, I can't remember the exact words. Basically, Obama ain't got no balls to attack us. He will never wage war against us. And he's right. He's right. I said this from the very beginning when Obama took office. I said, thank God Obama was not in office, was not there when 9/11 took place, because there would have been no retaliation. He would have just went and apologized. He would have said, I'm sorry, whatever we did, I'm sorry we pissed y'all off. I know y'all killed all these thousands of people, but you know we're really sorry that y'all had to come over here and do that. He would have done something stupid like that. That's what kind of guy this is. The fact is, he has no balls.
No.
The guy is an asshole. He's an anti-American. He is a communist. Don't call him a socialist. Don't call him all them other words. He's a communist. He hates this country. He has always hated this country. He said it before he was elected president. He did not like this country. His wife said it. Okay? Now, they're living on our dime right now. I mean, they're having a great time. But they hate this country.
They resent the fact that America has leaded through strength and been a strong – I mean, they don't like that fact. So they're apologetic. They're embarrassed. She was embarrassed to call herself an American up until he was sworn in.
Yep.
His style of leadership is leadership through concession.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
I mean,
and
he apologized to the Germans for our involvement in World War II.
When did that happen? I didn't hear that.
That happened shortly after he got into office.
Hell, he's apologized to everybody, Mike. I mean, all he does is apologize.
I didn't hear the German one. By the way, that link about the tip line that's in effect here in New York, Michael, Mike 2. I just posted it in the chat room. That's the link. There's a letter in there that went to the Department of Justice for New York State from a New York State Assemblyman, NoJ, who nobody hears of in the rest of the state because he's up by Fort Drum, up in Water Valley area, up north, way up north. And but he's been one of the big – he has a radio talk show, this guy NoJ. And he had the talk show before he became a politician. And became a politician. I think he still has his talk show, too. But he's been one of our big supporters for the Second Amendment, and he's not well-liked in Albany. But the minute they did this tip line, he came out with this letter, and one of the websites put it up. I don't know if – can you see it?
No, I'm not in the chat room.
All right. Oh.
Yeah, I saw it. I see it.
Yeah.
Well, what's the name of the website?
Black Powder – I'd have to read off slash dot slash and secret – numbers
yeah,
and all sorts of.
Yeah, it's pretty
go lengthy. Go to Google and type in NoJay, N-O-J-A-Y, four words. NoJay, next word tip, next word line, next word D-O-J, and it should come right away. But you got to use Google. If you use something else, it'll bring you to Hillary's brand of sneakers that she wears or something. I don't know what the fuck is it, some of this shit. See, it says letter to New York DOJ from New York Assemblyman Bill NoJay. But people don't believe it. They say, no, this can't be true. It's in place. It's in place.
So, I mean, what does this mean, though? I mean, what does all this mean? I mean, I'm only 28 years old, man.
It means they're putting the tiles in place. For what? They don't know, but they're putting them in place. Just like when you make any laws that overlap other laws that overlap the other laws, it's to cover themselves so that no matter what happens, they can twist, interpret, or have another tool that they can use to defend their position on whether it's an issue or you name it. They want the power. It comes down to protecting their power. And it also comes down to where they're not held accountable for anything that happens because they can say, well, the law said, well, you were the ones that made the fucking law, you piece of shit. And you twisted it, interpreted it, and you went against the Constitution. No, that was never proven. No, because none of us, we don't have the money to hire teams of lawyers to take it to the Supreme Court. And even if we did, will the Supreme Court decide that they're not hearing cases like that this year?
Yep.
We have no say in it. And you know what? And they can put right these fucked up laws and get away with it because nobody, very few, have the money to be able to take them on to fight and call them to the carpet, so to speak, so they can get away with it. And if they are called to the carpet, and if the court does rule against them, they can say, oh, well, like Rahm Emanuel over there in Chicago. Oh, the court said we can't do this. Okay, let's do this now.
We'll
circumvent it this way. It's a game to them.
Drag him out of office and just beat the shit out of them.
That would be very – there's reality TV. Now, that would be a television show. Today we're traveling to Denver in the hunt for – yeah, I could see that having some incredible ratings. Never mind, America's Got Talent.
We got two mics in the room. Young Mike.
Yeah, I guess I'm Mike, too.
He's Mike, too.
Yeah, you're the young Mike. Hey, Mike, if you ever get a chance on Google, also Google Operation Mockingbird and just read your ass off.
I had read that a couple years ago. I guess the CIA was dealing with that and telling, like, the news media what to say and stuff like that.
I haven't looked at it in a while.
Yep.
I mean, that tells you a lot about what's going on right now. I mean, it's all coming true right now.
You just gave me that shit with the Gulf War. I think it was the first one. They had CNN and they had the guy, the reporter name, and like they was on a stage. I seen it a couple of years ago, and he had the guy out there and had the little palm trees, but it was fake. And he was like acting like this is what really happened, like oh, but it was all on a stage.
Yep.
That reporter name back in '92 or something, the first Gulf War.
Man, they've been doing that shit for years. They do that all the time. Yep.
Well, that's crazy, man.
You got a lot of false flag going to take place. I think it was, it might have been Iggy, but somebody else in the last show, I was in an earlier show, and somebody said, I think it was a friend of mine from Maine, said, we have another major, major thing that's going to take place. And she's calling for it real soon. You know, another 9/11, in other words. Because Obama's got to do something. Obama's got to do something. There's too much going on right now that is against him. I mean, these scandals are kicking his ass left and right.
Well,
and Hillary.
You guys ever,
and Hillary.
You ever look at that global incident report map? You ever look at that?
No, I don't have it.
Global incident report. Let me see if I can find it. But
Let me pull this up. I'll put this in the chat room.
Yeah, because, you know, I think Obama does. I think he wants to have another term. But you know, like they say, you suspend the – if another another 9/11 will happen, that suspends the Constitution and the presidency so he can just do whatever the hell he wants to do.
Yeah, what will take place, when this major event takes place, he'll declare martial law. And when you declare martial law, the president can stay in control until that's over with, and that could be indefinite.
In a way, I'd be relieved to see it happen. If he's going to do that,
okay,
I mean, all the people that are saying it's going to happen, I'd be relieved because first thing that'll happen, the military would turn to him and say, "Are you serious? You better have your fucking facts right before you go declaring and to mobilize the military for martial law and law enforcement." There'd be questions all over the place.
I agree, Mike. That's why I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be a disaster bigger than 9/11. Something really bad is going to take place.
Right.
Check
this out, dudes. Listen. See in the chat room. See that link I put up there.
Got it.
Well, I'm not
okay.
Back on the computer. I'm back in the kitchen here.
Okay,
sir. Right. What's it say?
It's global incident map.
Right. That's a live earthquake map.
Oh,
right.
I know what you're talking about, Ron. Okay,
I've had a report. This thing's pretty wild. If you look on the bottom, it shows you all the different things that are going on. Like, see the one in the middle, the presidential threat map? Take a look at that. That's what I'm talking about.
What do you mean presidential threat? What is that all about?
Well, it's
some of people like us.
Or whatever. No,
people
I'm threatening
like
nobody. Well, I mean, it's your choice, but anyway, no. Anyway, it just shows how many threats are against him from so many different countries.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But the United States is full of red dots all over that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm not bullshitting you. You pull it up and see what I'm talking about.
So do y'all Obama is the last president, or are we going to have another president after that?
Oh, we're going to have another one.
Yeah. So, Ron, you think this is the last one, Ron? You think this is the last one?
No, somebody's got to run the corporation.
Well, Hillary, you know, people looking for Hillary or something.
I hope not.
I think Obama is aspiring to be the head of the United Nations.
Am I King Obama?
Yeah, I think he's aspiring to be head of the United Nations I'm not going to lie to you. Hillary and Obama don't like each other. As much as they want you to believe they like each other, they do not like each other. If you remember that when they were running against each other, they talked so much trash against each other. And Hillary just came out with this new book, you know, trying to be like all, we're all good. No, they're
Hillary
not all
don't
good.
Like no man. Hillary does not like no,
no
man.
No, Hillary don't like him. Hillary don't like nobody. Hillary
no, I'm
hates
talking
everybody.
Men, period. Men, period.
Well, yeah, I am too, and she hates herself.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is
like
now, I kind of deal with a lot of esoteric knowledge, like esoteric, that's hidden knowledge. Because if you look at the Egyptian god Akhenaten, and you put Obama face next to Akhenaten, it matches up. So that's
oh,
kind of
my
deep.
Goodness.
That's kind of little
Mike, you don't seen the videos I've seen.
Well, hey, guys, I hate to bring this up to you, but we got like 9 minutes left in this show.
Yeah.
Just let y'all know. So if y'all want to hang out or whatever, you can call in 718-508-9813, or you'll be lost and the chat room will be gone and whatever. I don't care. Or we can just call it with and say, fuck it, Saturday night. Either way.
Yeah,
Saturday
it's an easy
night.
It's an easy going Saturday night, though. You got to admit.
But
yeah.
Was that gun? That was Billy D. That's Billy. Billy D.
No, that was Mike too.
No, not you, Mike. What's the name of him? Is that Gunslinger? No.
No,
Billy
George. Too? George is over there.
George
is
over there. The other guy that said he just watched a video like me of the Akhenaten video with.
Oh, that's a gun. Well, I'm Ron. I don't like to call myself Ron because there's another Ron in here. No, I'm Guff Dogs.
Oh, Golf Dog. Okay, yeah, I seen you in the chat room. Okay, yeah. Hey, that's kind of weird to see him match up that picture, man, of Storm. Because that's really some deep esoteric knowledge. I know a lot of people doesn't get into that esoteric knowledge stuff, but it does have an effect on what's going on in today's society that happened 5,000 years ago. So, I mean, it's kind of weird, though. I mean,
Yeah. One of the best shows I've seen. I'm trying to think of the name of it right now. It's on you. Well, it was on you. They keep taking it off of YouTube, but it's about Obama and the end times, and it will blow your mind. I mean, it will wake you up so much. Y'all keep talking. I'm gonna go try to find it. I think I got it bookmarked somewhere.
There's a crazy video that's saying Obama is really Osama bin Laden. They said he put makeup on him and all. He got him dressed up as bin Laden. So that would be crazy, too, if our president was really bin Laden and it was just a big charade and they just shit it up. That would piss me off if that was true. I don't know. That's a conspiracy. I deal with a lot of conspiracy stuff. I'm going to say I'm kind of expert in it, but that's a big conspiracy to say our president has really been lying.
You know what's going to happen someday? There's going to be a guy in Washington. He'll be 90 years old when it comes out. He'll be wearing, like, a flannel suit with a bow tie. And I can see the interview.
My favorite conspiracy that I've seen lately is Michelle Obama. She's really a man, and I've actually got pictures. I've seen pictures of her in a football uniform playing football for the University of Chicago. I've seen this.
I can see that.
Yeah, did you guys catch the report that Michelle Obama actually wants to run for senator?
Well.
Yeah. She wants to run for Chicago Senate seat.
She'll probably get it, too.
What would you call her? Mrs. First in President, or what? President and First?
I got a feeling she's going to do that after her husband gets out of office. She's
going
to try to duplicate what he did.
We want the legacy of Obama to live on. Vote today.
Well,
I used to be the president. Now I'm the first man of.
You know how we can stop all this? Bring the spaceships down and let them land on the White House,
yeah,
man.
Crazy shit.
Let's get this loaded. Use the last card in Illuminati. You ever heard of the Illuminati card game? Check out the Illuminati card game. It's 500 cards now. It's a weird game. His name is Steve Jackson. He created it in 95, and he died in 1990. He has cards with the World Trade Center getting hit, the Pentagon getting hit, the Old Bill. He got so many cards. It's called the Illuminati card game. His name is Steve Jackson. He made it in 1995. They say he was an insider. It's a pretty deep game, and it shows a lot of things that's happening now.
Michael Hood, don't take this question I'm about to ask you the wrong way, but you're not one of those folks that believes that 9/11 was an inside job, are you?
No, I believe there was some guys in the cave. Bin Laden did that. We didn't do none of that. That wasn't us. No, that was.
Okay, because when we talk about the Illuminati and the Bilderbergs and all this other stuff, I started getting the hairs on the back of my neck started going up.
Well, yeah, that's what
you gotta realize, George. You gotta realize the Illuminati and the Bilderbergs are real. That ain't a fake thing there. That's a fact. Now you're talking to another lunatic.
Yeah, that's what I do. They call me a lunatic because I'm very deep in it. You just go to my Twitter page. I got 800 videos of that conspiracy stuff, man. I've been doing this for like 10 years since I was 20. I've been doing this, man. I mean, you talk about the Bilderberg, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Skull and Bones,
yep.
I mean, the RAND Corporation, Travis Stock Institution, man. You got all these organizations that's been really running on. Keep your heads up. That takes hours to talk about, man. It's out there.
I'm there with you, Mike. Now you don't lose me on that because I read all that stuff.
Like I said a long time ago on one of the other things, and Mike knows where I stand on that stuff. The Illuminati stuff and everything else, I didn't really get into depth with any of that stuff. But I'll tell you one thing. Like I said before, if you take a person and you put them in a dark room, they're going to be afraid. They're going to get paranoid. They don't know what's around them. They don't understand what's there. That's human nature. That's the way it is. That's life. But a lot of people won't do the digging to look into it and go, oh, what the hell am I afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. And I'll tell you this for a fact. I've been a Mason since 1995. I'm a member of the Freemasons. It's not what a lot of these people think. We don't have a magic room with national treasure, like Hollywood says, down in the basement. And I'll tell you,
what,
guys, don't calm down, listen to me. A lot of times I didn't get active with it. I didn't. I didn't get active with it. Hear me out, because how many other people are going to say, I'm a Freemason? None of them. Because you know what? They're like, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of hearing the bullshit and everything else. And everybody goes on saying and saying and saying. Now, I didn't get active with a lot of them because a lot of them are like, you want to be sitting in a room with a bunch of 80-year-old men talking about, we didn't do that in 1935 like that. Fuck no, man. I got nothing in common with like an 80 or a 90-year-old.
Maybe I'm a Mason. So, I mean,
but you know what? I mean, it's now they're good. What they did, a lot of these fraternities started, like if you get back into it, yeah, they had lore and they had a lot of myths that were connected with them. Oh, it started with King Solomon's Temple and everything, but they served a purpose back in the old days where they put people in the community together and you could tell and you could count on your neighbor.
They did help people.
Well, you could say your brother or whatever you wanted to call him, so that if I drive, and it's happened to me, if I drive to Alabama, now I know I meet another Mason, he went through the same initiation I did, and there were no fucking goats or anything retarded like that running around with it. That's a myth just to scare people that were candidates. They actually had machines that they sold to fraternal organizations like the Knights of Columbus and all that stuff just to intimidate some of the candidates, and it was a joke, a running joke with the stuff. But there's a lot. One of the main things they focus on is tradition and history. The things that I had to memorize were the same things verbatim that George Washington memorized.
Yeah.
Part of going through the ritual, they call it. And you can't open a lodge unless you have that book open, the Holy Bible, because what they want to do, the main thing they tell you before you even go for an interview, they want to know, do you believe in God? Do you believe in a Holy Spirit or a greater spirit? You want to call him Buddha? You want to call him Allah? You want to call him God? To make sure that you're held accountable in your life for your actions, what you do. You don't go out and murder 30 people and go to Starbucks and order a latte. So that they want to know who you are and what type of person you are and how you're going to treat your fellow man. Now,
Freemason was infiltrated by the Illuminati, but I don't want to use that name, Illuminati.
Yeah, I mean, because I know these guys,
like,
and trust me, I know a lot of the Grand Lodge guys in New York State and everything, and this, and everybody says, no, there's secret stuff that you don't know about, and 32nd degree doesn't mean anything.
Because I'm in the heart of Scottish Rite now. I'm in Charleston,
I mean,
South Carolina.
Third degree is the highest degree that you can get.
Yes, I'm
and that's when you become
of...
a Mason, when you're given your third degree. And it's a good organization. I think it can do a lot better, but they're dying. All fraternal organizations, Odd Fellows, the Eagles, all of these fraternal organizations are dying because membership, because nobody understands what they are. People have the internet, computers, and video games and everything else. It's not, you don't need entertainment anymore. In the old days, what would you do? You're in a small town. You go to the lodge. Hang out with the other guys. What's going on in the lodge? There's a rule in the lodge. You're not allowed to talk politics. We do anyway. I'm picture with me. Of course I'm going to be talking gun stuff. Are you kidding?
And the crazy thing, like, you're right, Mike. You're right. And like, Freemasonry is not bad at all. Freemasonry,
no.
You have other secret organizations that's more corrupt than Freemasonry.
Now, after talking to you, Mike, the other night about it, we were discussing it, I looked into it's more into that other group. And it's called something like the Priory of St. John of Jerusalem, Knights
Priory
Templars.
Zion?
Yeah, no, not Zion. Don't do that stuff. Priory of St. John, Military Order of Templars or something like that. Now, they use all the accoutrements, all the they probably have the same rituals that the Masons do, but it has nothing to do with the Masonic Knights Templars. Nothing, absolutely nothing.
They switch it around.
But now, I'll tell you, that group, there's a lot of people that I've met that are in that group. Now, I tend to agree with you guys, and say, all right, maybe because I don't know, I'm afraid of them, but what's with this group? Why is it mostly military high-ranking people, politicians that are in it? Who are they? What are they? I don't know. But they're not Masonic whatsoever. As a matter of fact, in their, if you look them up on the web, it says right in their outline of who we are that they have nothing to do with Masonry, and you have to take an oath that makes sure that you will never become a Freemason.
Because George Washington said it. I think he said in 17... it was one date, I can't remember, but George Washington said about how to, I hate to use that name, Illuminati, because that's a front name. The Illuminati don't exist. That's just a name to get you off guard of what's going on.
Yeah,
I'll just say,
know.
The Brotherhood of the Snake. I just say that. The Brotherhood of the Snake infiltrated.
So all that other stuff, I don't even know about that. I mean, I just...
I mean, you have the Knights of Malta. You have there's a lot of organizations out there.
Guys, remember the two old men from the Muppets that sat up in the balcony?
Kind of hard to think. I don't want to get shot.
Ron, Rick, are you guys there?
I'm here. I don't know where Ron's at.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
I'm right here, man.
All right. Do you remember?
For a minute.
Do you remember the old men Muppets that sat up in the balcony? I forget what their names were.
Right. I don't remember either. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. One of the Masons took them and photoshopped aprons, Masonic aprons, on those two guys. And I use that as an example when I visit another lodge and I say, this is the masonry of the future, you guys. This is what you're going to have. Where you have these old-timers where if you're going to tell me that you're going to do something for the community, fucking A, do it. Do it for the community. I'll tell you what. Are any of you guys on the computer right now on Facebook?
No, computer's at the shop. My computer went down.
Does anybody have Facebook on or no? No, they don't. Well, there's a page that I set up on there. Okay.
Don't do Facebook here.
Well, there's a page that I set up called Masonic Military Outreach. And what we started doing is Grand Lodge in New York has a little bit of money set aside where I'm active with the military outreach group, where we try to do stuff for the soldiers. And they do it without media fanfare. You do it out of the goodness of your heart or what type of person you are to take care of these soldiers. You shouldn't have somebody standing over you applauding you going, good boy. You should know for yourself you did the right thing. But anyways... the old timers have been mailing toothbrushes and toothpaste over to Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm trying to tell them, what are you doing? The guys don't need toothpaste. This isn't World War II in Vietnam. Don't do that. You're wasting money, and you're sending them toothbrushes that Walmart doesn't even sell. They're garbage because you're buying them in bulk. They're junk. You want to do something? Okay, now we had one unit that was deployed in Afghanistan. Now the wives called me up, and they said, Mike, we want to do a barbecue for the families over at West Point. But we don't have any funds. What can you do for $3-4 a person? Oh, Jesus. You can't, not much. So I called Grand Lodge and I said, this is what we got doing. The Masons paid for that whole barbecue, and they gave me like 8 guys volunteered to go and cook and do everything so the wives could sit with themselves. We cleaned up and we handled the whole thing.
Sweet.
Now, you know what? That's what it's all about. You want to be part of the community?
Right.
There you go.
Right. Yeah,
do stuff
for
the guys.
You know?
And then be proud that you did it.
Right.
You know, this other stuff. I mean, when one of the guys goes, somebody new goes through and takes his first degree, and the guys get mad at me. They keep going, don't do that shit. I go up to the new guy, and I'll tell him, well, after you take your third, we take you down to that secret room below the White House.
Oh, no, that's a lie.
I know, but I'm having fun with it. And I tell him, we let you pick out one thing. And then you get it. Now you got to be careful. You got to pick one thing, and they're looking at me with their eyes wide open. And the guys are going by me, going, "Mike, stop fucking with him. Would you leave him alone? So, come on, I'm fun." You know.
I mean, me and you know the 3 degrees: it's inner apprentice, it's fellow craftsman, it's master mason.
Everything you want to know about masonry is on the internet. Everything. Everything. All the degrees and the difference between ancient and free and accepted and free and accepted.
Well, there's one bad guy. I mean, I know up north y'all deal with York Rite and stuff like that, but, you know, down here in the South, South Carolina, we deal with the Scottish Rite, and, you know, Albert Pike is pretty big down here.
Right. Oh, he's famous, but I'll tell you, before I even got into it, 1977, I bought a brand-new Chevy van for $4,600. God, I just hate even thinking about that. Okay, anyways, brand-new. And the band that I was with, we got a gig in Jackson, Mississippi. And my dad was a Mason, and my dad said, I want to put this past master's jewel. It's a symbol, you know, like a sticker on the back of your car. And he said, I'm going to put it on your truck. And I was like, no, I don't know. I got beautiful paint. I waxed it. It's brand new. No, I don't want that shit on my truck.
I have a license plate coming.
And he said, no, you're going to put this on it? I said, Dad, I really, we had a big fight about it. Okay, anyways, he ended up putting it. So I'm driving, and we're driving south, and we're flying. And I was driving, it must have been 2 in the morning, and I think I was in Alabama. Now, here's the truck is full of band equipment, my keyboards, a drums, PA system. Our band played Greek music, traditional, come on, we're not Black Sabbath. Never on a Sundays over the Greek, give me a break. But it was we were doing a big event down in Jackson, Mississippi. So I get, all of a sudden, the state trooper's lights come on, Alabama. And I went, oh, my God, I'm dead. So I pull over, and we're nervous, and the guys are asleep, and they're waking up going, Mike, what's the matter? And I said, and they could see the lights, you know, reflecting in the van. I went, oh, shit, we're getting, I was speeding. I know I'm fried, so I'm fumbling for my paperwork. And I look in my mirror, and it's this monster of a Southern trooper, this big guy. He gets out of the cruiser, and he's looking at the back of my truck. And I thought to myself, I told the guys, he's looking at our license plate. We're Yankees. We're dead. They'll never find our bodies. We'll never be seen again. We are so fucked. He's going to look at the band equipment, and he's going to kill us. And the guy came up to the window. The guy came up to the window, looked at me, and before I could say anything, said, you're too young to be a past master, boy. This here must be your daddy's truck. And I was stunned. And I turned around. I didn't even have time to answer him. And he said, you get your ass back down the road. You keep it, he said, at 55. He said, and you give paternal greetings to your father. You hear me? I said, yes, sir. I called my dad the next day. I said, send me a stack of those fucking stickers. I'm going to put one on my forehead, one on my ass. It shocked the hell out of me. But what did he do it for? Was it to break the law? No. As a favor to a brother, a fellow? Yeah. So it means that there is goodness out there in the world in a way? Yeah. It's kind of neat. And are there symbols and everything that teach that? Yeah, there are.
Well, you do have to look, if you're a fellow Mason, you do have to look out for your fellow brother no matter what. They don't even care if you have purgatory or anything.
I had one guy in another lodge that they were really hoping for this baby to come, and they had a miscarriage. And he lost his job, and, man, I emptied my pocket out. Whatever I had, they were doing a collection for the kid. He was a young kid. And so, yeah, the guys try to do whatever we can do to help. And what are you going to do? Try to do your best. But you know what? Those are old foundations, old principles, and old values that this country was built on. That the guys tried to, that Masonry and Knights of Columbus and the Eagles and all of these old fraternal organizations try to keep alive.
Because a lot of people fail to realize that if you become a Mason that you can get in trouble and get out of trouble. But no, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work like that.
You can't just go out there and drive
kill
somebody or something like that, and they're going to have your back. No, it doesn't work like that.
I'll tell you.
Mike, I found a video I want you to go check out. It's called The Son of Perdition, P-R-D-I-T-I-O-N,
yeah.
The Son of Perdition. There's part one and part two. I'm talking to the little Mike, not the big Mike.
Oh, okay.
Go Google that. It's on YouTube. And last time I seen it, hell, they took it down, and now it's back up. Go look at that. The Son of Perdition, P-E-R-D-I-T-I-O-N. Go watch that. It's a very lengthy movie, and there's two parts to it.
I think I have it because I have over like 300 gigabytes of that. I might have to go. I have to go back in my notes and look it up. But
what's it about?
It's about the Antichrist. It's about Barack Hussein Obama. Okay, and it talks about him. It talks about the Antichrist. It talks about the end times. And I mean, it's very. Let me tell you what. If you watch it, I don't care what your faith is.
Right.
I mean, you can't pull away from it. I mean, you watch it. I mean, the first time I watched it, I mean, it was like late at night when somebody sent that to me. I started watching that thing, and next thing you know, I'm like 1, 2 in the morning watching it. I couldn't turn it off, you know.
Hey, I'll tell you guys, I'm not a Bible thumper at all, but I'm a Christian, and I wear a cross. But there's people say, no, there's no such thing as evil out there. Oh, there is. Oh, man,
there's an evil force.
Oh, there is. And then,
right now, Golf Dog is right.
There's a God out there, and there is accountability. And even though
Obama is the king, they put it, he says he's from Kenya or whatever, he's the leopard. They're saying that he's the leopard and he's the king from the east, and they're saying that Obama, he could be, because if you look on his head, see, for the Antichrist, the Antichrist, for him to become the Antichrist, he has to get shot in the head. Something has to happen to the wound of his head. But Obama has a scar on his head already. The scar goes from the top of his head all the way down to his ears. It's a nice scar that you can see it now.
Yes, sir. You're right. And this video right here will show you that. And if not this video, the part two will show you what you just said. The scar is on the back of his head. It's already there. And this video, I mean, this is so mind-blowing. I'm serious. Even if you don't believe it, It'll blow your mind just to watch it.
But now,
it.
Golf, I'm gonna take y'all more deeper, Golf. Now, listen to this. On Mount Hermon, I forgot where Mount Hermon is at. Mount Hermon has a United Nations base on top of Mount Hermon. And they deal with a little stem cell research and that cross DNA pot, whatever bullshit they're doing. And they're saying that they took Akhenaten's DNA from the tomb of Akhenaten and put it in Obama, and they cloned Obama. And they cloned him, huh?
I mean, and when we start talking like that, you lose a lot of people when we start talking like that because we're getting way out there. But I know where you're coming from, and I've read it, and it's always in my mind when anything I listen to, I'm always thinking about crap like that because
what is that
saying
though? Dog, what's that saying? Truth is stranger than fiction.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It blows your mind. It's like way beyond what we even know, way beyond our knowledge.
Because I have a radio show. I had like 40 or 50,000 people that listen to me, and I have a YouTube Twitter page. And certain things I talk about, I lose a lot of followers that people just like, nah, what are you talking about? And it's like, it's only certain people you can really say that has a mind that can open up to that. I mean, all I say is just keep an open mind, man. I mean, if I give you this information, don't take it as me like I'm some coot or some shit clogged up in the basement somewhere. No, just take it as an open mind because it could be true, man, because there is a lot of facts that's backing this stuff up, man. It's out there, but it takes hours and hours, man. I got 300 gigabytes. Yeah, 300 gigabytes of all this information, man, on all topics, all subjects about this stuff, man.
You don't want to listen to it, people that don't want to hear the truth, well, they're closed-minded. And I take in everything. Who is it? One of my good friends, he has a radio show. He says he's a big Alex Jones fan. He says, ignore Alex Jones at your own peril. Alex Jones has been telling you stuff for a long time. And it's all coming true, but people like to call him a nut job.
You know what? He is. He's part of the contrail pro. He's part of the society of, I forgot the name of the society. He's the one that's getting people to go ahead and fight against the government. He's the one that's sitting out here telling people what to go and do. But when the shit hits the fans, you won't see Alex Jones nowhere. Alex Jones, I mean. At first, I used to follow him about 2002.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I saw that right there in Washington, D.C., with the March on D.C. They've got the occupation. What is that? What do they got going on over there?
Operation American Spring?
American Spring. Well, Alex Jones ain't got nothing to say about it. He don't even talk about it.
No. If you go back to the hour of time of William Cooper had Alex Jones on the show, and Alex, that was one of the first people, that came and called into William Cooper's show. William Cooper predicted 9/11 in 1998. He predicted 9/11 in 1998. Then Alex Jones called in his show. And after that, when William Cooper died, I think William Cooper died in 1990. Oh, no, he died in 2001. He died 4 months before 9/11. Come on now. William Cooper died 4 months before 9/11. He was telling you that back in 97 and all that. Hour of time. His radio show was broadcast that William Cooper had.
Yep.
The information is out there. But
I think Ron's running out of time here.
No, we got another hour. We got another 45, what? 45?
Yeah.
Minutes,
45
minutes.
I hope I don't. I hope you're not going to put me into one of these conspiracies saying, "Oh my God, Mike's a member of the
evil, y'all
group with the." I'll tell you what. I mean, if they showed up at one of the lodge with a goat's head, I'd be the first one out the fucking window. I'll tell you that right now.
You know what? This shit right here, Golf Dog and Mike and whoever's listening, y'all on the phone, they're going to come for me first because I get deep into this conspiracy stuff, but I know now it's a conspiracy fact, and I have evidence to back it up, man, because it's too much evidence. It's not a conspiracy theory no more. It's a conspiracy fact. They write it in books now. It's in the book. They're telling you what the hell is going on. They're so arrogant about it that they write it in books because they know people are not going to get their mind open to think outside the box. If you go watch the Matrix and have Morpheus was talking to Neo, and when Morpheus was talking to Neo, he's telling him, you came here for a reason, right? You came here to open your eyes up, right? Do you know everything that you lived in and what you believed in was a lie? This is what we're in right now. But people not, I mean, certain people's not going to believe in that shit, though. I mean, but, you know, I can't get mad. I don't blame them, Mike or whoever. If y'all don't believe that shit, I mean, I still, y'all feel cool with me. I mean, that's just how it is, man. I mean,
I agree with Little Mike and Big Mike and everybody in the room.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
we're all pretty much like-minded. It's just, you know, there's so much, there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle, and people got to put them together, you know, put it all together, figure out what's going on.
It's the red list. We're on the red list. The red list say that they will come for talk show hosts, they'll come for outspoken people, and they will come for us 2 weeks before martial law. Because if you have a mailbox, like when I was living down here in the South, we have mailboxes on the street, right? We don't have mailboxes at our house or anything like that. And I saw the little dots. They have little reflectors. You have a red, blue, or yellow. And on my mailbox, when I was younger, I had a blue reflector on my mailbox. And the blue says that blue is the ones who follow the red. The ones that are yellow doesn't know about the New World Order. They don't even care about it. And they said most people that are yellow will starve to death. They won't even know. But the blue and the red will get eliminated. You will get killed. They will come with buses down your street. They will have a bus come down your street and put you on that bus and put you on that 747, and you're going to a concentration camp no matter what. But if you have that red on your mailbox, they'll shoot you right there on the spot because they know you're a threat and you know that you will fight back. People talking about it's a newspaper. Oh, the newspaper trying to figure out who got the route to go drop their newspaper off. That's a fucking lie. I mean, they put that shit on them. They put them reflectors on your mailbox to tell you that when the United Nations walk down, them blue helmets come down your street, they already know what house to do and know what to come in and go ahead and kill them. Pull them out of the house and shoot them right in the fucking head. It's coming, man. And that's why, I mean, and I'm only 28 years old, and to see this shit that's going to happen in my future, man, and y'all's future too. But damn, for the younger people and all these people that's having kids that are single parents and don't give a fuck, but they go watch reality TV shows, be on Facebook, and just take selfies. Do you know that the fucking NSA said the other day that they're taking all people pictures for face recognition? They're taking face recognition so they'll know who you are when they come and get you. You can't run from
I did see that story, Mike, but I have never seen the mailbox theory you put up. Which is
I don't know about y'all state, though, because I know certain that down here in the South, we have mailboxes out at the street. You know, like y'all in the city, y'all might be in a city part where y'all don't have mailboxes, but down
no,
here.
I'm down in Texas. You got to know my accent here.
I'm in South Carolina, so it's down here in the South. It's very known down here in the South, but up north and stuff, and the Midwest and stuff, I don't know if y'all have mailboxes in front of your houses, but. Yeah, out here, and I went down the street, and I started looking at mailboxes. I seen blue, I seen yellow. I didn't see no red now. I seen a lot of blues and yellows. So, I mean, it's a reflector. So if you pull up in your MRAD, so did your United Nations pull up in their MRAD, you know their headlights is going to reflect off the mailbox of that little disc. They already know how to act when they come to your house. They already know who you are. You know that they know that you're a threat, so they're going to kick your door in and pull you out and kill you. They're going to kill you, even if you don't have no guns and you just wait and put your
hands
down.
You know, it'd be interesting to, if you could, pull that sticker or that reflector away from your house, make it disappear and see who replaces it.
You know, I'm going to tell y'all some other crazy shit, man. There's some down here in South Carolina. There's 20,000 fucking light poles. And we have a little thing. I took it off my telephone. I took it off my light pole. It has an RFID. It's called Smart Mark. And my homeboy told me the other day that, you know what that really means about that RFID Smart Mark on all the light poles? That means when you get that RFID chip in your hand from Obamacare, that means when you ride down the street, it beeps every light pole. It beeps. It knows where you are. I mean, you ain't going to hear the beep, but where the computer system at, it's going to beep and know everywhere that you drive down the street. We have 20,000 light poles here in Orangeburg, South Carolina. And all of them has that little RFID Smart Mark. And I took my shit off my pole. I took my shit off. So, but if you get that RFID in your right hand, right there between your thumb and your first, I think that's the index finger, right there between or in your forehead, when you ride down that street, it beats and knows every move that
you
make.
Well, I've heard the same stories with smart meters. you know, the electrical meters are putting in your houses or, you know, outside your houses that taking place of your little electrical box, you know, that calculates, you know, the power, your power usage. I heard them smart meters actually were capable of Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've heard all kind of wild stories about them kind of little meters out there outside your house, and they can basically track what you're doing, or they actually can listen in on your internal communications in your house.
I'm
going to
tell you what it is. Have you ever heard that little buzzing in your ear? It's kind of like a little buzzing, like, you know, it comes by, it don't come all the time, though, but you'll hear like a little buzzing in your ear, ringing in your ear. That little ring, high frequency, that's the high frequency, because if you have a smart meter or you have certain things or the cell towers, they're going down the line of streets getting the communications from you. That's why you hear it for a second and it'll go out your ear, because it's going down each block. It's going down each block to get your information. Even they have the thing, the voice-to-skull technology, where they can go in your mind and think and know what you're thinking. That's what that little sound is. They say, oh, it's from Wi-Fi technology. No, hell no. That's from that damn shit, because they're taking all your information from you. But people just think, oh, it's just from Wi-Fi. That's why I heard that little sound in my ear. No, that's a lie. It's because they're taking all your information. They know what we think now. This government doesn't work. Eric Snowden said this. Now, I'm going to get deeper with y'all. Eric Snowden says this country is not run by no politician or by no Congress or by no government. It's run from an extraterrestrial force that's not from this planet. That's going to sound crazy to people, but it's the truth.
That's ran by the United Nations. The United Nations runs the United States, and that's where our problem is. They're trying to take over the people of this country, and the people are resisting. And so they're trying their best, the United Nations. And that's where I go back to kind of to settle this down a little bit. That's why I go back to Obama wants to be something. You know, he don't want to leave Washington. I've already heard stories he will not leave Washington when his presidency is up. Okay, whether that means he will remain president, I don't know. I kind of doubt he'll remain president, but, you know, martial law is another story. But I think he wants to remain there and as head of the United Nations. And I really think that's what
his
plan
is. Antichrist. The Antichrist is supposed to be the head of the United Nations. The United Nations what runs everything. If you look up Madame Blavatsky and Alice Bailey with Lucas Truss, we're supposed to be Lucifer Truss. These were the guys, the women and guys of the Great White Brotherhood. And when I mean Great White Brotherhood, I don't mean us being white or nothing like that. No. These are if I say this, man, y'all going to think I'm crazy, man. These are beings that are not from this planet. And they came here to corrupt the human species. And the United States, if you look at the logo of the United Nations, it's a web. It's called a web. And if you look at the Hopi prophecy of the Indians over there in Arizona, they said there will be a web where you get the World Wide Web. Come on now. This is some very deep shit that's going on that people don't take it to that next level. People just think it's just government, we're in war, it's just human doing this. No. The people who run this world are not human at all, man. They're not. And some of this, I had to go something about the little beep in your ear. Some of these beeps that you, these little sounds you hear in your ear, high frequency, ELF. It's, some of them are drones. And the drones, you don't even see them because they're camouflaged, they're cloaked. This is some very serious shit that's going on, man, that's going. Because when they come back, they're going to tell us that they are the humanity creators. They created for them. See, Ronald Reagan said in 1988, he said in the United Nations, he said, what do you know about an outside threat? Aren't we already facing an outside threat from another place? When these beings come back, they're going to get rid of the Bible. They're going to get rid of all religions on this planet. It's going to be war and chaos. When they come back, they're going to tell us that they created us. That's why they need a new world order. They cannot have a new world order with us fighting World War III. And no, that's not going to work.
Didn't I mention my favorite? One of my favorite, not my absolute, my favorite science fiction writer, Harry Turtledove. Do you ever read any of his books? He's got a great series. It's a 3-book series called World War. And it's outstanding. I mean, I like it as a historian. I think it's hysterical. But it's interesting to see what he did. He had aliens land on the Earth right in the middle of World War II.
That's called the prime example of...
And I'll tell you, you should read it, because the guy's a historian, the writer. He's no idiot. And he put it together and wrote it in such a way where, like, Warsaw, there's a Jewish sector, the aliens guaranteed, and now the aliens, they created, like, a more or less a timeout in World War II, but still the Nazis. Now, Hitler died at one point. It goes on and on. It goes on for 3 volumes, and it's unbelievable the way this guy drew it. It was really well done.
This is what I'm an expert.
You ever get a chance to check it out? Harry Turtledove, World War. They were talking about making a movie out of it. I hope they do.
Cause look, what's that date for y'all, man? I think it was back with the War of the Worlds. You remember that guy?
Yeah, H.G. Wells.
H.G. Wells. Yeah, I read a lot of his books, too. And that was a test run. That was a test run to get people to accept this when it does really happen. This is going to happen, man, because you cannot tell me that we are the only Earth out here in the universe. Come on, now. The universe is how big? Come on, now. The sun is how big? The sun takes, what, over 4,500 Earths, maybe more than that, 6,500 Earths just to fill the sun?
Boy, I think every day, I hope every day it doesn't hiccup.
That's the only way we can bring a new world order in here, into this world, if we have an outside threat. We cannot do it here, us on the ground, fighting against Russia or China and all. No, that's not going to work. See, that's a lie.
I've been helped to take lightning from heaven.
I hear a voice in the back. Oh, is that Ron? Maybe that's Ron. His mic's on. Is George still with us?
No,
George left?
We lost George. We lost him.
Oh.
Oh, right. Shit. The NSA kicking in because we're talking about some deep stuff. The NSA said, hell no. Y'all ain't talking about this shit. Hell no. And one more thing I got to say before, I mean, y'all can go ahead, we can finish, y'all can talk about anything. When Obama had his damn fucking shit, I think it was in 2008, and he had the other guy, I forgot his name, they was talking about UFOs. And Obama said, he asked the guy, I forgot that guy's name, man. He said, well, I saw a UFO in the sky and this and that. Then he went and asked Obama, and Obama said, well, you know what? I don't know if there's UFOs out there, but we need to learn. We need to fix what we're fixing on Earth. And after he said that, he said, you know what? There may be some other folks on their way. And everybody didn't pay attention to that, man, because when you use sleight of words, it's called, like, sleight of hand. Like, when you do a magic trick, like David, Chris Angel and stuff, David Blaine, it's the same way with sleight of words.
Yeah, it's also how politicians deflect things so they don't insult anybody. They want to keep votes coming in. They want to keep everybody happy.
Yeah, but when Obama said, you know what, it may be there's some other folks on their way coming back. No one paid attention in the crowd. They just clapped and whatever. They went on to the next question.
The biggest thing I've noticed from Obama, I mean, just from the very get-go, is how he praises Allah, he praises Islam, left and right. He never, ever praises Christianity. He once, at the very beginning, he claimed to be a Christian, but that fell apart real quick whenever you heard his pastor talk. You know, the church he belonged to talked nothing but hatred. And once people saw that, Oprah was a member of that church. Oprah ran from that church so fast because she didn't want to lose what she had. You know, she was so filthy rich. She ran from that church when she heard all this talk. But this is Obama's church. He was there for, what, 20, 25 years, 30? I don't know. He was there for a long time.
Talking about Reverend Wright? Reverend Wright?
Yeah, Jeremiah Wright. You listen to Jeremiah Wright talk. He is nothing but hatred. All he talks is hatred, American hatred, okay? So, of course, Oprah distanced herself from that real quick, and you don't hear no talk about it. Of course, the media is not going to talk about something like that because they're covering for her, anybody, and Reverend Wright, and Obama. They're covering all of them, you know? You're not going to hear no talk about that. So this is what we have in this country right now. It's basically the news is not, you know, you're not getting the truth. The truth is not reported. It hasn't been reported for years. God knows, forever.
There must be a clearinghouse. Who out of all of these agencies decides what to put on the headlines on different? There must be a clearinghouse where CBS, ABC, NBC, they all talk to each other.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
Harry Truman did it in 1952. He created the NSA in 1952. He created to go ahead and have communications of them. But the really, do you know the really why the NSA is here? Because if you go look at Majesty 12, Majesty 12 was two people, 12 people. Majesty 12 was 12 people of the whole entire world, scientists, to keep the extraterrestrial secret closed. They did not want us to know about this because first the NSA was put here for dialogue, for communication of this extraterrestrial phenomenon that was happening on this Earth. But the second part of NSA was the communication to tap all lines so we would not find out about this extraterrestrial phenomenon. So, I mean, y'all can say I'm crazy, but, I mean, it's the truth, man. That's what the NSA was here for.
Yeah, I won't call you crazy because I've read about all this for years, you know. But there's a lot of background noise here.
The West Rules with Harry Truman. All you gotta do, you'll pop up, man. You get articles all day long about this. There's one website it's called. I can't name the name of it because it's a long name. Really get detailed in stuff, but you know what? I cannot sit here and try to tell y'all what y'all want to believe. I'm just saying what I learned and the information I did. Cause if I know it's not true, I'm not gonna say this on air at all. Now I'm putting myself on the line for this shit. But I mean, y'all can believe what y'all want. Shit, that's how it is.
Yeah, but there's a lot of weird stuff that's on the web too. I mean, I know I face it all the time. The minute anybody sees that square and compass on the back of my car, you wouldn't believe some of the. But I mean, everybody's polite. They know me in town, so they know. Yeah, no, Mike's not.
I got the license plate today, man. I went up the street. I was in the hood. Now I live in the hood. Now I'm in the ghetto city. I'm in the inner city. They was fighting up the street. I had to go up there and see what's going on. The cops saw my license plate. But guess what the cops did? All cops surrounded me after they saw my license plate. They was like, they just gave me the high five. They waved at me and said, oh, okay. All the cops surrounded me.
Wow.
Because most cops down here in South Carolina are Freemasons, and they saw the license plate. You can't just get a sticker. For you to get a license plate, you have to pay dues, man. You really...
Right.
Got to be in that to really get a license plate. I mean,
the one thing I tell people, if you were back in the 1700s, in the beginning of the Revolution, even any of us here, we're talking and everything, how would you really know who you could trust? So you're George Washington. You want to assign your officers for the Continental Army. How do you know that you can trust somebody to be that he's really on your side?
You're right. I can only trace my Mason brothers. That's
back
the only
then,
one I can
trust. That you could. That's you know. That by the oath that they took and everything else on that Bible, when you swore on that Bible, that you could trust this guy because he's a brother Mason. So that's why everybody says at first, they were all Masons and everything in the government because they knew that they were held accountable to a higher power.
But I have to say older Mike, but you know, I mean, there's certain things that the law is not put out there to the public. You know, I mean, we all know that. Me and you know that. I mean, you just can't, I mean.
No, a lot of the old ritual, I mean, that's why they've got, like, they've got guys that go over the rituals and all the wording and everything and to interpret it, to update it, unlike the Quran. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I just heard my phone just went, it hiccuped. But, I mean, unlike the Quran, which... I mean, even the Bible they've updated. My God, they've changed past. Take a look at the King James and take a look at some of the earlier ones. They change it according to the times, but they play with all that stuff.
But certain things cannot get out there. It might be on the Internet, but that's not – it'll be a false lie.
Yeah, but whatever is out there that's outdated, it doesn't have anything to us. We don't even go by it. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm saying, like, most of the stuff that's on the Internet is really false. That's not really true of the lodge. You have to be in the lodge to know what's really going on.
Well, a lot of them were myths and stories just for guys to understand. You know what I mean? Like the building of King Solomon's temple and how many people were used and where they got the rocks from the quarries. And how do they know that stuff? Come on, man. There was no CNN or there was no Internet back then to document all this shit.
I'm going to say one word. I'm going to get in trouble right now because they probably listen to Harriman McBiff. I say one word. Oh, we're in trouble. They're at my house. They're knocking on my door now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shoot. I'm a
well, listen, Mike, it was nice knowing you, and when they take you away, tell me, what
Mike,
type of stone do you want?
Mike, I'm going to be at low tide, Mike.
Come on.
Can you
say the Church of Scientology?
said
that's another one. I don't understand those guys at all. I don't get that group at all.
Oh, you're talking about L. Ron Hubbard? You're talking about L. Ron Hubbard?
Yeah, there's another one.
He was a statistic dude.
Yeah.
Now,
I thought it was a cult. Wasn't that a cult?
No, that's cult like Jim Jones. Yeah, it was like Jim Jones. Jim Jones, you drink the Kool-Aid, you drink
you know
the Kool-Aid.
What they did? They opened up a gourmet restaurant. It had nothing to do with Scientology, but they rented part of the space in that castle mansion they've got in Hollywood that's right off the freeway there. And this is years ago when I lived in L.A. And so they had a special for dinner. They were trying to get people to go in because nobody wants to go there. What are you going to do? Go there. And my wife said, come on, let's go and let's try it. I was like, oh, here we go. Okay. So we went, and the dinner had nothing to do with Scientology at all. But they ask you at the end of the meal, when they give you the bill, if you want, they give you a tour of the building and a tour of some, an explanation of, so if you're more than welcome if you want. So my wife said, let's do it. And they showed us, they took us around the building and showed us something about L. Ron Hubbard and some machine where they hook you up to and it senses your electronic, I don't know what the hell that was.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And asked us if we wanted to do it, and I went, nah, that's okay. I passed.
But if you think about it, though, Tom Cruise, that's in Scientology. Scientology is a branch. I don't know. I'm going to get in trouble again. Scientology is an off branch of Freemasonry now.
It's a branch of what?
I said because I'm going to get in trouble, man.
No, why? It's a branch of what? Don't tell me Freemasonry.
No, it's not a part of Freemasonry, but you have some people that are in Freemasonry that went to Scientology.
You got some people that are into Freemasonry that went to Disneyland.
They were stupid as fuck, though. They were dumb as fuck. Freemasonry is an order that has been going on since the beginning of time that does make men better, man. Make good men better,
It does.
It really does, man. But it has been infiltrated, though, Mike. You got Mike One. You got to know it has been infiltrated, though.
No, I'll tell you the notice of what I've noticed about it, and I'm sure that all the other fraternal organizations have the same problem. When you don't have good people that are active, and I could say the same for our political system in the United States. When you don't have the good people that stand up and run for office and do stuff, then the dickheads are the ones that end up surfacing and up to the top, and they run things. Then you have problems like with money disappearing from large funds. Then you have, you know what I mean? And the same thing happens in politics here in the U.S. We can't afford to run for office. We can't find the good people to run because they don't have the money. You don't have the millions.
Right.
So the money actually
money
separates
the
good people.
That's how it works.
Yep.
Right. You control the money, you control the people.
Yeah. So, and a lot of the guys in the lodges, you know what? Apathy kicks in. And it's like, you know what? I'll pay my $100 dues and I'll go to every now and then. But
why is people scared of it, though, Mike? Why is people scared?
Well, because you know what? A lot of times I see people they're insulted by the fact that, you know what? It's a private club and you got to be asked. And they never asked me. So, you know what? Screw them.
You have to ask them.
And it's not like that. They don't understand. We're not allowed to ask for members. You know how many times I've had friends of mine say, Mike, I want to know more about the Masons already? Done. Dude, we got a meeting for you set up
like
2 days from now. You're in. The minute that's why they say you have to ask one to be one. By the rules, you have to ask us. We can't solicit.
Now, watch this. I'm going to give you a little code word that nobody knows. If you get a black cue, you know what that means.
Yeah.
If you get the white ball or the black cue.
But they've got all of this also. It's on the internet. It's the voting. Guys, what he's talking about is the voting. They call it a shoe, a voting shoe. And it dates back. They used them in the 1700s. It's a wooden box. But I'll tell you what, Mike, I found an old one in Cape Cod. I was out there a couple months ago. And I went into an antique shop, and there was a handmade wooden voting box, shoe box, and inside it, it had hand-blown marbles, white marbles and wooden cubes, hand-blown. And they're all different sizes. So those must have dated back to the early 1800s.
Yeah.
And here it was in an antique shop, and the guy said, I said, how much is it? And he went, $250. I said, I'll give you $90. That's all I got on me. And he said, only if you tell me what the hell it is.
Shit.
But we weren't the only ones. Masons weren't the only ones that used that for voting. You know, a lot of the other fraternal organizations used it.
Because certain with Freemasonry, I mean, like it's on the internet, but there's a lot of things on the internet that's not on the internet. you know that there's a lot of things that's not on there, and if you do talk about that, you already signed, you already know what you did then.
No. I mean, you can't go into verbally say what the ritual is. You know, though you're taking an oath to say.
Now. You don't know who's
right.
listening. You will. It could just be us three on the damn phone, and you know, 2 days later, somebody knocking at your damn door. But
no,
you know what?
Yeah, I mean, you're not allowed to write. You're not allowed to write down what you memorized. You're not allowed to tell someone else unless you know that he's also a brother. And but it's a good fraternity, but a lot of people look at it and they'll say, you know what, that's antiquated. I don't need it today. It's outdated today. It's useless.
Nah, it don't work, I mean, they can say all that, but, I mean, if I give you a certain handshake.
But it's the same with values. It's the same with values in America. How many liberals have told us that, well, that's antiquated? The Second Amendment, that's antiquated. It's everything to these people that are mutating and screwing with our government, our way of life, to them, everything is antiquated. There's no such thing as history.
It's the same way if I go to the front of the judge right now and I do a certain damn thing. I did this when I went to court. You know, I had the fucking cop that was sitting next to me, red in the face, didn't know what to do. You know, the court case got dismissed because I did a certain thing. Just because I did a certain thing.
You're not supposed to use your membership to benefit personally.
It wasn't my fault though.
What I mean. So that's sort of breaking the rules too.
It wasn't my fault. What happened?
Right.
It wasn't my fault. If it was my fault, I'll take it like a man and say, it was my fault. But no, I said hell no, no. They planted that. The cop did some shit and planted that shit on me, man. And I had to go to court for that shit, man. It was over cocaine, man. He playing the coke. And when I went to court, man, cop was sitting over there, man, and I did what I had to do, man. And then the judge brought me to the back of the room. Went in the back and talked to him. He said, man, I didn't want to get in that shit. I tell you, you will get in trouble. You think them old men are not them, I'm telling you, man. It's something you're not getting in trouble with, man. You're not ever getting in trouble with it. If it's your fault, you'll get it.
But it's respectable and it's honorable what they do. I mean, even keeping in touch with the widows that were members of your lodge, and I mean, to make sure they're taken care of, checking in on them on holidays and stuff, and visiting guys that go to the hospital.
My grandfather's a Shriner now. You know what you got to become a Shriner, right? You have to be a 33rd degree to be a Shriner, right?
Yeah, but it also takes money. That's not a cheap thing. I mean, you got a lot more you got to donate. But I'll tell you what, the Shriners, what is it, like $7 million a week or something is donated by Masons?
My grandfather had, down here, my grandfather got pictures with the damn, the chief of police down here in South Carolina. Him and him taking pictures with their Shriner hats on there. I mean...
Uh-oh, I smell a skunk. No, I smell a skunk and I got my dogs outside. Please, God, no, I'm not, I don't want to do this. Please.
I didn't want to do that. I mean, shit, maybe I got millions of shit, I don't know.
Yeah, there's
maybe
a skunk out here.
Maybe I see a skunk in the sky. I see a skunk flying over right now to pull my M45 out. I need to shoot it.
Get inside.
Flying over my
house. I ain't seen a skunk around my place here in a long time.
No,
usually
I just
around the fall, we still out there on the road.
I've seen the seven stars to the east, but I don't know if...
No.
Okay. When I saw that skunk going over, I saw seven stars going toward the east. And I had to blast that damn skunk. I don't know.
No. I just smelled the dog. I'm in good shape. I don't have to do the tomato juice thing tonight, good thing, whatever, which doesn't work anyway. But
once you put the dog lungs there... Well, once you take your dog, put it in low tide, and with the high tide. Put it in low tide and with the high tide.
No, but...
But you know, I mean America is fucked up, man. Let's get off free music, because that's something, man.
Well, no, but I just don't want to, you know...
Not on air. I can't talk about that shit on air.
No, but I just don't want guys thinking, oh, my God, is Mike. Mike's got a tin hat on. He's one of them. It's like, no, not exactly. Hey, I have fun with it. I have a lot of fun. The guys are great. And I break it up, which aggravates some of the old-timers because I don't... Sometimes I won't do, like, traditional stuff, which aggravates
Mike,
the hell out of
some old-timers take this shit seriously. Down here in the South, they take that shit seriously.
Well, no, they want to go by the book, and everything has to be verbatim. And I can get that. You could say that. But there's times when you're going to have fun. I mean, what's the sense of it doing fun? If you're not enjoying it and having fun with it. I mean,
well, Let's get Ron into it, man. Ron, oh, shit. Ron, you want to get into
man,
it?
Check this out. I played the Shrine Moss one time, all right?
Played yeah.
The show there. They handed me an application. yeah.
You ain't signed?
Got me pretty drunk, too. They call it a rich man's playhouse.
Yeah, that's what it's not a cheap group. I mean, they,
oh, no. Yeah,
no.
They donate
no.
a lot of money, those guys.
Oh, yeah. They had a nice bar in there, too. It's, you know, big auditorium.
Yeah,
nice
but they do a lot of good. But you know what? It's not in its twilight. Thank God, it's coming
right,
back.
Right.
But a lot of these lodges are getting killed because of taxes. The government,
right.
the governments don't want to give them tax exempt status, and they're not doing anything wrong.
Well, Mike,
leave
right.
these
tax,
groups. I don't care whether it's
Mike.
Knights of Columbus or any of them. Don't tax them out of existence.
Mike,
right.
down here we're tax free down here, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
I'm in trouble again. Oh, shit, they're kicking my door in right now. Oh, shit, I
got to go. Fuck, you buy a big gulp. Or you try to buy a big gulp, they'll arrest you in New York City. Luckily, that got overturned, but they control everything up here.
But, Ron, if you want to get in, Ron, we cannot ask you to get in, but you have to know
what
you want to get in. No, you want to become a Freemason if you want to do it, but, I mean, it's up to you, though. We can't force you to do nothing.
Well, no, I'm
they don't. You don't ask people at all. No, we don't ask nobody. I mean, it's up to you.
You know what? You know what's hard about it. I'll tell you, Mike. Honestly, and some of the guys get nervous. Some of the soldiers, you know, that are. I know PTSD. I've had that come up a couple times because the guys get nervous and they say, you know, Mike, am I going to have trouble remembering this stuff? And I'm like, dude, you know, calm down. It's not like that.
Yeah.
What's hard about memory work? It's not. Some of the stuff isn't wrong. It's an old English that we don't speak that way.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
Heretofore, theretofore. Who the fuck talks like
it's
that?
Not, it's not that hard.
This isn't 1700s, but once you wrap your head around it, then you can sort of get it, but it's very proper. But then I'll tell you what, once you're done and you end up becoming a then you watch how the government works, parliamentary procedure, what goes on in the Senate and everything else, you're going to look at it and go, now I see.
Because,
son of a gun.
I mean, the Grand Master, the Grand Master knows if you're really in it or not. They know if you really want it. Once you get into it, they'll know how far you'll go just because of what you questions you ask and stuff like that. And
well, the Master of the Lodge. The Grand Master is the head of the state.
Yeah, the Grand
Each state
Master
has
Lodge
its own, but there's no.
The
but you know what? There's just like in the regular. This is why I keep saying, people say there's one person controlling it. There's not. Do you know that there's a Grand Lodge in each state, but there's no American Grand Lodge that controls all of
the
lodges
Grand
in each
Lodge
state.
Goes back to Scott is right. That goes back to over there.
Yeah, but they don't have a say into all the. There's no one group that controls all the lodges in the United States.
No, it don't.
No, they don't. But they think people think it does, but
yeah,
they don't.
Yeah.
I mean, like Idaho, Idaho Night. They have Idaho Night in New York, and it's in recognition of the Grand Master at the time, the Grand Master of Idaho that came out before the war and condemned Hitler for what he was doing to the Jews.
Yeah,
publicly, and said this is wrong.
Cause y'all,
and he was right.
Y'all up north deals with York Rite. And you know where York Rite comes from. Right?
No, but there's a lot of Scottish Rite up here, too.
Well, y'all,
a lot of it. They're very
it's
active.
It's not that many, though. It's not that many.
No, there's a very
there's
active
a lot?
Up here. Yep, there's a lot up here. So we got a lot of stuff going up here. So, no, but, I mean, so
it's
there,
not,
there's...
But you know, it's not for everybody, though. I mean...
No, you gotta have time. I mean, our meetings are first and third Thursdays, and you gotta.
Like some people ask me, how far can I move up? I said, what are you talking about, man?
You can move up as you know what, because they want everybody to have a chance. They don't limit you.
Yeah, they don't limit
you. You could become the Grand Master of the state if you wanted to.
But I had people ask me, how far can I move up? I said, what are you talking about? How far you can move up? What are you talking about? I said, get the fuck out of it. Once they say
you know,
that,
the more you move up, the more work there is to it, and they don't understand that. Eventually, you're the master of your lodge, which is even the name master. That goes back to Old English.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're like the master that you got a whip in your hand. It's like Lord, the Lord Chancellor, Lord Mayor, or Worshipful. Back in England, in the old days, when you called somebody Worshipful, it was you were honoring.
I said, so Michael, I said, where is my winches?
Your what?
My winches.
Yeah,
we're
there you
the
go. Yeah. There should be a knock at your door any minute. And we didn't send the mono brown
too.
One.
I need my goblet and my winches.
Yes.
Hey, but Ron,
send me my
Ron,
winches.
Now watch this, Mike. Ron, where's the beehive at, Ron?
I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Ron, where's the golden arches at?
Well, shit, that's right down the road there.
Yes, McDonald's. He's got it. That's it.
McDonald's, yeah. Let's go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
No.
Shit. There's two or three in every town.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I see dying is Burger King. Burger King's like falling off the map. I watched some things closing up here and there.
No kidding.
Recently around us here. Yeah, Burger King. Ain't seen too many of them. They're falling out. Yeah. Shame.
And up here, there's a lot of them. I don't see any more. Roy Rogers, I see them on the highway. That's it. I don't see them in the towns anymore.
Oh, my God. Burger.
Yeah. Yep. And a lot of the...
Well, the one thing we don't have down here either in southwest Missouri is White Castle. Got Hardee's.
They're still up here.
Do y'all have Hardee's?
Yeah.
Hardee's, I don't see up
here
anymore.
Hey, nope. Do y'all have FedEx?
What is it?
Up in Springfield is Hardee's.
FedEx. I said, do y'all have FedEx?
FedEx?
FedEx, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
FedEx, they deliver like UPS. They're all over the place.
Now you want to hear some esoteric knowledge? Next time y'all look at FedEx, look at the E to the X. There's an arrow pointing to the X. And you let me know when you see a next FedEx sign, and you'll see the arrow pointing to the X. And I'll break it down after that, what the X means.
Huh.
Yeah, is the arrow from the E. We know got FedEx. Fed. How you spell Fed, Dan? I feel stupid.
F-E-D.
F-E-D. F-E-D-E-X, isn't it?
E-X, right? E-X, right?
Yep.
Between the E and the X, there is an arrow pointing to the X. And I'll tell you about the Phoenicians, the Phoenician Canaanites, and what they mean about the X. We talk about, that's your homework. I'm giving y'all homework. I feel like a teacher tonight. Getting your homework. Once you see the arrow, and we'll talk about that again the next time. Ron,
what arrow? I'm looking at it.
No, there's an arrow between the X, the E, and the X. There's an arrow between it right there. You'll see it. Just look it up.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I see it now. I got it. Yeah, the lower part of the E.
You see it, Ron?
Right to the X. Yeah, I see the arrow. Right.
Yeah. That deals.
Yeah,
that deals with
the Phoenicians. Wow. Yeah,
that deals.
I'll be damned.
That deals
never
with Saturn.
That.
Saturn. Now, the X is the damn logo for Saturn, but I'm not gonna get into Saturn now. Now I'll tell you a little 2 minutes about Saturn. Saturn. If you go to the North Pole of Saturn, pull up the damn Cassini or whatever the satellites that went on the North Pole of Saturn, you'll see a polygon. When you see a polygon on the north pole of Saturn, you get a hexagram. How do you get a hexagram? You get a pentagram. Out of a pentagram, and you get all three, you get a cube, and it makes an X. The X is the Saturn worship. If you look at the cult rituals of organization that goes back almost 12,000 years, that they worship Saturn. Saturn is the god of destruction, and he's the god of time.
Well, that's nice.
You might have to make a show, Ron. You might have to let me do a show on your broadcast, damn. How much I got to give you, Ron, to do a show on your shit?
Well, it means that EBT, credit cards, Target, Kmart, Sears, JCPenney.
How much I got to give you? Or do we also take trade for ammunition? You have ammunition,
Walmart.
Maybe? Yeah, the bullets?
But no, but y'all see the arrow right
have?
Though, Ron. You see the arrow pointing at
that? How many cigarettes do you have?
Yeah, you got cigarettes? Yeah, Americana shirt? Yeah.
Hey, but Mike and Ron, y'all see the arrow, right? You see the arrow pointing at that?
No,
right?
I'm not on the, I'm down here. I'm believe it or not, I'm washing mermites.
Okay. You know, you wash clothes and you go to the grocery store.
I don't have a life. I'm busy.
You see it, Ron. See it, right?
Yeah, that's it. Right.
Yeah, the arrow pointing at the X, man. We might have to do a show about that, man. You might
yeah,
have to
do
on your platform.
Absolutely.
I'll get on the platform next week or something.
I'll be back on tomorrow. I don't know. You know, hey, come hang out.
No, I can't do it tomorrow now because that it's kind of deep, man, because I got a lot of information to talk about that X.
Well,
that arrow.
Call me, let me know. Send me a message, you know, something.
Yeah, I got your number now. I got your home number now.
You got my home number, sure. Yeah,
man. Ron, I looked for you the other night. We weren't on. What nights are you on normally?
Mostly every night. Unless I don't feel like doing it.
All right, because I looked at
I'll give you one more. I'm going to give you one more.
You know, it's usually 7 nights
ahead,
a week,
Ron, I'm sorry.
Usually. That's right, man. It's 7 nights a week.
I'll give you one more. It's called Wendy. Now, if you go to Wendy's,
And if you look at the little girl, the redhead, you look at the bottom of her collar, that's called the Military of Malta. The Military of Malta. Now, you know the Malta deals with over there in the England and stuff, with Malta and stuff. You had Nelson Mandela. The,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Look down
I
there. That's the. It right. got that mom, mom. They use the word mom,
uh-huh.
mom. Mom's
right,
for military
right,
of
right.
Malta. Right there, you see it right now. That's the Wendy's now.
Oh, be damn. That's crazy.
Go
wow.
to McDonald's. You go to McDonald's. This is the
that's
easy
crazy.
One. McDonald's. You turn the sign sideways. You got the arches, and you got the I'm loving it. You turn it sideways, it's a 13. McDonald's is part of 13 families. They always use
right.
13 for some damn reason.
Right.
I learned these corporate logos now.
Check this out. We're done. Right. We got 2 minutes left, man. So, anyway.
Well, guys, it was a pleasure being on tonight. I had a good time and a great talking
Mike,
to everybody
I'm
again.
Real quick, Mike. I'm about to pest you. Man.
Pardon me?
I'm about to pest you real quick, man. You hang up, man.
All right, yeah, but I got to call it a night because I'll tell you what, I have to start breakfast at 3 in the morning. I got to deliver it to this group at 5:30, so I mean, you can hear it in my voice. We had a long
5 minutes, man. Just 5
yeah,
minutes.
Sure. That's problem. That's no problem. And we got a. I told you I got that family barbecue. Besides, these other groups are feeding, so I got a busy day tomorrow too.
You're on new vacation after this is over.
I'll tell you, it's been. And then to, on top
you're
of everything, as I'm, I'll tell you, I'm driving. I'm driving off the base, and all of a sudden I hit the brakes, and I heard it. That grinding, you know the noise. And
yeah,
I said,
oh, yeah.
dude, I got to drive an hour
oh,
north.
Shit.
I got to drive an hour north tomorrow to drive all this stuff to the barbecue. How am I going to? So what I did after I was finished with dinner, I drove to the auto parts store, and the parts were cheap. I got a Honda CR-V that I run around in.
Right.
And it was $120 for two rotors and four sets of pads. And then
oh,
I
shit,
asked the guy, do you know any garage, any like backyard mechanics? And the guy went, yeah, he was just here. And he called the guy up, and the guy installed everything for $90.
Sweet.
I thought
Sweet.
That was cheap. I don't know what it is in the rest of the states, but
yeah.
for New York, fuck.
Yeah, that's real cheap. Yeah,
so,
you did really good.